free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, May 19th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. The FBI has discovered an Al-Qaeda plot to just sit back and enjoy the collapse of the United States. You know, they hate us for our freedoms, right? They must be loving this. They must be they couldn't do this any better, could they, than our own government has. You know, as I tweeted out last week, to paraphrase what President Trump said, you know, we have met this and conquered it or whatever. The exact phrase was, I said, yeah, we has met the enemy and they is us, as in USA. Remember Pogo? Remember the swamp? Remember that swamp? The Okefenokee swamp? Well, this swamp is in Washington, and this Washington swamp hates us for our freedoms, and they are a much bigger threat to us than men in caves ever were. Ever were. The military-industrial complex, big pharmaceutical companies, the Wall Street bankers, the Federal Reserve, all these people are demanding that you stay under house arrest until you start getting tested and traced and tracked and then vaxxed. That's the plan. It's been the plan for a long time, going back decades. The UN, the Gates Foundation, George Soros' Open Society, the Rockefeller Foundation, I got all the documents today to show you where they're going with this. And they've got us fighting for our very lives just to stay open in the mom and pop shops. And, of course, yesterday you saw the story, and I've got the details on it today, updates on it. One of the salon owners, amazingly named Lindsey Graham. I always thought Lindsey Graham should be a hairdresser. But this is a female. And she had massive fines put against her when she opened in defiance of Governor Kate Brown in Oregon, in defiance of her orders saying that she could not be open. And a state judge has now struck that down, said that order is null and void. Equal protection under the law, actually having laws, that would be nice. But, you know, when you defy the governors, or these, even these petty officials like Clay Jenkins in Dallas County, they have ways to get back at you, don't they? They can come in and take your license. Well, as Eddie Craig said yesterday, and you should watch that video if you want to resist. Because as Eddie Craig pointed out, he said, most of these things have a jail sentence combined with the fine. And if they are going to do that, they have to give you a hearing, a real trial. And if they take your business license as punishment, they have to give you a hearing and a trial. So what did they do to her? Well, they came after her with OSHA violations. $14,000 to a salon owner, and then they came after her with CPS. So we're going to talk about what happened beyond that. But, you know, this, I talked about the FBI uncovering Al-Qaeda plot. That's from The Onion. This article here from the New York Post is actually a Maryland bar that has tables that basically they've got tables with rollers underneath them and a big inner tube. And if you want to go there and drink, you have to get inside that contraption and roll around in bumper, you know, so that you stay at the proper distance to everybody. I can see that this might have some benefit if you drink too much. It might keep you from falling over and injuring your head. But other than that, this is just the absurdity, just the tip of the absurdity that we're facing now. We got a priest, we'll show you the pictures of that, a priest shooting holy water on people who are coming up, and they're not getting out of their cars either. I mean, the obsessive compulsive behavior that has been fostered by Fauci, this is why I say it's not sufficient for President Trump to just fire him. Unfortunately, he's not even thinking about doing that. He's got to put in somebody who is right, who can restore our confidence. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm cutting this ad on May 10th, 2020. And within a week or so, many of the best-selling items that we're selling at InfoWarsStore.com will no longer be at 50% off. In fact, last year I said I can't do 50% off anymore because our markup just isn't enough for us to be able to get enough profit to operate this operation. But I want you to get the ultimate krill oil. I want you to get VasoBeats. I want you to get DNA Force Plus. I want you to experience X2. I want you to get Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus. They're all in stock right now, and they're 30 to 60% off. More than 20 items are 50% off right now. But we're going to have to end the sale on most items in about a week because a lot of the products are getting close to selling out, like Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and VasoBeats. So take action. Be healthier. Boost your body's natural defenses. And fund the InfoWar. Getting these great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, May 19th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 64 of America Held Hostage. How long is this going to go on? You know, the Iranian hostages were there for over 400 days. Will we ever be let out? Quite frankly, I think what is being done to Americans is even worse than that. That was a small group of Americans that were held hostage. But folks, this is a plan to never let us out. This is a plan to track us, to vaccinate us, and it is absolutely baseless. We've got Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers quarterback, comparing the coronavirus stay-at-home orders to house arrest. That's pretty obvious, isn't it? For many of us, and I've seen a lot of comments he said on this, and obviously my story coming back from Peru before the country kind of went into a lockdown, I think we're all buying into the idea of quarantine to flatten the curve. And I think there's a lot of questions now that it's more of a house arrest to find a cure, with people wondering exactly what that means as far as the future of the country and the freedoms we're allowed to have at this point. Well, stay tuned. Aaron Rodgers, because I'm going to explain to you what this means. I'm going to tell you what the plan is. It's not something that is a reaction. This has been planned for decades. And we're going to tell you exactly what this is about. And quite frankly, you know, as this is moving forward, the way they're going to do this, of course, is going to be very, the mandated vaccines, the mandated tracking, the mandated global ID. All of this is going to be pushed through with a government business partnership, a public-private partnership, as they do most of this stuff, the stakeholders. You see, right now what we have are the vampires holding the stakes. We've got to change that. We need the stakes to put through the hearts of the vampires. And first you have to understand what the agenda is before you can shut this thing down. A lot of people are at the point where this quarterback is. Wait a minute, something's fishy about this. They told us we had to go into quarantine to flatten the curve, but now the hospitals are all closing down and they're empty and they're adding more controls and more mandates. And what's going on? What's going on? Yeah. Yeah, it was a lie from the very beginning. We're going to deconstruct that. We're going to talk in detail about some of the efforts to track you that are being set up. But let's talk first a little bit about the good, the bad, and the ridiculously fearful that is happening here. The ridiculous. We got French children. Look at this picture of French children from Breitbart, confined to dystopian play squares as the schools reopen. Isn't that sad? Now, the children don't realize this. Now, this is full B.F. Skinner conditioning, operant conditioning. They said the children were confined in lonely chalk-outlined boxes as they played outside. The Frenchman who took a picture of this said it was, quote, very strange, even disturbing. At the school, as it opened to a limited number of pupils, manned by school teachers wearing protective masks, he says, and if these photos sadden us, imagine what the teachers feel. Well, stop it then. You are complicit if you comply. You understand? Don't be a part of this system. Your job is not worth it to do this to children. to do this to future generations, because it is very sad and disturbing to adults to see this, but the kids don't know what's going on. They're being conditioned. You know, B.F. Skinner, who wrote Beyond Freedom and Dignity, it's a handbook and has been for people who are educationists. I call them that because they're not teachers. They're not teaching your kids how to read or write. They're conditioning your children. And it has been a psychological conditioning from the very beginning. As I point out many times, my wife, a master's degree in education, she brought the book to her apartment. I was there, and I said, it's about time somebody complains about the conditioning in schools. Now, mind you, this was in the 1970s. We had both been out of K through 12 for a while. There were no such things. There you go. There's a B.F. Skinner pigeon. There were no such things as checkpoints or armed police in the schools when I went to schools. Absolutely alien to me to even think about what's in the schools today. But it's getting much worse very quickly. And the point of all this, and this B.F. Skinner was a master at training animals. And he had a view that man was no different than an animal. And that your masters should be able to train you like an animal. And one of the most effective things that he came up with was to say that instead of punishing, you offer rewards. You wait until the behavior is appropriate. In other words, you train a dog like that. You don't hit the dog if they do the wrong thing. You try to encourage and get them to do the right behavior, and then immediately you click and you give them a treat. Clicker training is B.F. Skinner positive operant conditioning. That's the way these guys operate. That's what they're doing to these kids. The children play, dance, jump, laugh together, but from the square. And from what I've seen, they don't see it as punishment. That's right. It's not. It's control. And it's reward. You stay in the little square, you get to keep playing. See, it just works like that. And yeah, we played that clip of that bizarre woman at it's hard to believe that was even real, but it's getting increasingly difficult to distinguish satire from reality. By the way, we're going to have Jason Goodman with us on later in the program in the third hour. He's going to he's with Crowdsource, the news, and he was the one who had the interview with Alan Dershowitz. So we're going to talk to him in more detail about the Alan Dershowitz interview, where Alan claims that there is constitutional authority to force you to have a vaccine. I don't care what the courts say. And this is the key thing that Aaron Rodgers didn't understand. He said, yeah, I thought we were going into quarantine. Look, you know, you put sick people in quarantine. When you do it to healthy people, that's unconstitutional house arrest. And that lying son of a gun, pedophile defender, Alan Dershowitz, damn well knows the difference between those two. These are the kind of people who try to steal our freedoms and our liberties. But then take a look at this psychological condition. You got a Detroit priest. He's decided that, people can come up and get sprayed with holy water. He's got a squirt gun full of holy water. You can drive up, roll the window down, and he will spray you from a distance. And so a lot of people were joking about that. They said just fill it up with wine, and then you can get one of these little, toy guns that shoots wafers, and you can do communion that way, right? I mean, this is the insanity of this. A salon owner in Salem, Oregon, decided this week to go up against the orders of Kate Brown, the dictator of Oregon. Her name was Lindsey Graham. Owns a glamorous salon. As I said at the top of the hour, I always thought Lindsey Graham should own a beauty salon. But it's not him. She said, I'm risking going to jail. That's how important it is to my family. To which Kate Brown said, oh, my pretty, you like your family, do you? Well, I'll send CPS and my trained flying monkeys. So what they did is, Adam Salazar points out on Infowars.com, she gets a CPS visit after she defied the order. She said, they questioned my husband and me. They questioned my child without me being present. They searched our home. Yes, that's what CPS does. It's weaponized against people who do not conform. Somebody doesn't like you and your family. Somebody doesn't like you in your neighborhood. They don't like you because you homeschool or whatever, right? They don't like you because you're black. I've had that situation that we've reported on here as well. So they call CPS. And CPS goes on a fishing expedition. They don't tell you why. That's the whole point. So she said this is following actually a fine of $14,000. Think about that, to a salon owner by OSHA. Now, what can you do to merit a $14,000 fine from OSHA? And this is a federal agency. So this is the federal agency, so the state then sends by CPS. The 1-2 punch of tyranny. The federal government is completely out of control. Just take the D for democracy out of there, and you have the feral government. It's gone completely wild. It's like a pack of dogs that used to be domesticated, and now they've become predatory and running in packs, and that's exactly what has happened to the federal government. You can only fight this, if you can fight it at all, at the local level.
The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we the people are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker. Hollenbloch has really been a sleeper product for us. We got it in a few years ago. It's an amazing product that comes from all natural quail eggs. They discovered this more than 30 years ago in France, that if you ate quail eggs from a certain type of quail, that it had an antihistamine effect, and people saw their allergies and seasonal discomfort knocked way, way down. Well, now this is available in the United States. It's proprietary. It has rave reviews. It's a product that I never even really promote, but that people keep reordering and has become a bestseller. We're very close to selling out Hollenbloch right now. It'll take 8 weeks to get more in, but despite that, I'm going to sell it at 50% off until it sells out. So for those of you that have never ordered it and been on the fence and have seasonal discomfort, experience Hollenbloch for yourself right now at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Hollenbloch. I want people that haven't tried it to try it for themselves, so it's the lowest price ever, even though it's selling out. This is the end, my friends, my only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion, it's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because it was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Sure, coffee, candy, and other highly sugar-filled drinks can give you a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go when you need a little help. Turbo Force. Similar to other mix-in energy packets, Turbo Force from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years across the world to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. Turbo Force is certainly a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. And speaking of affordable, you can even try Turbo Force for a limited time at an incredible 40% off. Don't wait till it's out of stock again and get Turbo Force right now, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, let's talk about what happened to Lindsey Graham. The Lindsey Graham in Oregon. The good one. they came after her. She said, I'm going to open up my salon. I have to do it for my family. The governor said, oh, you got a family? We can do something about that. Sends out CPS to come after her family. Absolutely amazing. And then a $14,000 fine from the federal OSHA goons. She says the fine will be assessed next week. She'll have 3 days to close, or they will give her additional fines. She says, if you can possibly believe this, then on May 7th, Child Protective Services showed up at my home. They questioned my husband and me. They questioned my child without me present. They searched our home. I've never expected such a violent, aggressive, vindictive thing could have ever been done to me or my family. Well, I've warned for a long time in this program. She obviously is not a listener of this program because I've warned people about CPS for quite a while, as well as the rest of the government, but CPS especially. When you go back and you look at the war on drugs, they can take your property, your car, your home, your plane, your business, anything, by just alleging that there is some vague connection between that inanimate object and some imagined drug deal or possession. They don't have to prove anything. They don't have to charge you with a crime. They don't have to convict you. They don't even have to charge you with a crime. You understand that? No conviction, not even a charge, and they take it. And people say, oh, that's good. We got to stop people from doing drugs. Well, it hasn't stopped people from doing drugs, has it? It's just stopped us from having the rule of law. And then, of course, CPS does the same thing to your children all the time. Talked about this so many times, so many different people. And she's in this as well. When talking about CPS, she said, the CPS agent came to my home. My intention was great. Let's let this guy in. Let's let him see what a great, loving, clean, happy home we have. So he'll just kind of get out of here. Fatal mistake. This is the first rule as Dwight Mitchell, who had this happen to him for no reason. He eventually got his child back. He was so outraged by what he found out. The corruption in the system. The financial incentivizing of kidnapping children, the abuse of these kids, many cases sexual abuse, and then the networks that are involved in that sexual abuse. But these people are in it for the money, billions of dollars for these bureaucracies. And let me tell you something, the same types of incentives are at play in this public health tyranny, this dictatorship that is now rolling across the country. And so the first thing I had Dwight Mitchell on, you should go back and take a look at the program. He said, here's the different steps I put out for people. He says, number one, don't ever assume that because you're innocent, you should just open up and show everybody. Look, I'll just show everybody how wonderful everything is here, right? No. It's a fishing expedition. She said, he interviewed my six-year-old son in a separate room. He searched our home. He made me lift up toilet seats, open our fridge. None of this is warranted. This is all bogus. Our home is completely safe. Always has been. This is definitely some kind of vendetta, sending government agency after my family. That's right. And that's the way CPS works. They don't have to give you due process. They can take your kids if you're not careful. They'll kidnap them. And they won't even tell you what you're charged with. Kind of like the war on drugs, right? We have no rights in America. The Constitution is gone. It pains me to say that. The Constitution is gone. I talk a great deal about the Constitution because you have to understand that this government, federal and state government, has no authority. Yeah, they've got a lot of power, but they have no legal authority to do virtually anything that they're doing. This is a foreign occupied government that has taken over our country, has used our Constitution like toilet paper. She said, this is a false claim that has wasted CPS's valuable time when there are children who really need it. Listen, when CPS comes to your door, you tell them to wait right there and you get a lawyer immediately. you get aggressive, and you do that with any government agency. You do not talk to them. You don't talk to the FBI if you haven't done anything wrong. They will set you up. It doesn't matter if you are highly connected, like General Flynn or Roger Stone. They'll do it to anybody. You think they won't do it to you? They will. And then talking about her fines here and the lawsuit that she pushed back against them, as Don Salazar points out in this InfoWars.com story, a county circuit judge in Oregon tossed out Governor Brown's lockdown restrictions yesterday, saying that, quote, she didn't seek the legislature's approval to extend the stay-at-home orders beyond a 28-day limit. In a 7-page opinion, Judge Matthew Shurtcliffe wrote that the damage to Oregonians and their livelihood was greater than the dangers presented by the coronavirus. He also noted that other businesses deemed essential, such as grocery stores, had been allowed to remain open even with large numbers of people present and have relied on masks, social distancing, and other superstitious measures to protect the public. No, I put in the superstitious. That's my editorializing here. Yeah, we have to understand the difference between science and superstition. They keep using that word science, but I do not think that they know what it means. Yeah. Political science is not science. Machiavellian calculations are not math and statistics. You have to understand that, the difference between these two things. Anyway, Governor Brown vowed to take this to the state Supreme Court, where she's got more political influence, right? She said the science behind these executive orders hasn't changed one bit. You have to be wearing face coverings and so forth. Yeah, I debunked that yesterday. In this lawsuit that the judge declared her executive orders null and void, the suit also argued that the emergency powers lasted only for a month, and after that, Brown wouldn't have to have legislative approval. And this is in some of the stuff I talked with Eddie Craig about yesterday. Know your legal rights. Know your Constitution. These people are using the same lies and bluffs to steal your rights, to steal your livelihood, to steal your life across this country. We talked specifically about law in Texas, but the same principles are applying across the country. And then this, National File reports, police put out a public manhunt. You know, they put it up on Facebook and for a woman in Hawaii who was, quote, violating the rules and orders for failure to quarantine. Notice I didn't say laws. These are the police. They're not accusing her of violating a law, because no law has been passed. These are orders and rules. These are orders and rules that come out of the mouth of a governor. What do we call that? When the law is in your mouth, it's a dictate, isn't it? And the person who speaks dictates to you without any legal representation is a dictator, or a doctator, as we see with the public health people here. We used to understand that we would fight to the death if we were taxed without representation, if we were regulated without representation. And now we don't even understand the difference between rules, orders, and laws, right? We certainly aren't going to go to bat for this. So they eventually found this young woman. Her heinous crime was to arrive on Maui and not do the traveler's 14-day quarantine. She's now under arrest. Bail has been set at $4,000. Facebook post from the police went viral, had about 8,000 comments, most of them comparing the police department to totalitarian mid-20th century political regimes.
Hollenbloch has really been a sleeper product for us. We got it in a few years ago. It's an amazing product that comes from all natural quail eggs. They discovered this more than 30 years ago in France, that if you ate quail eggs from a certain type of quail, that it had an antihistamine effect, and people saw their allergies and seasonal discomfort knocked way, way down. Well, now this is available in the United States. It's proprietary. It has rave reviews. It's a product that I never even really promote, but that people keep reordering and has become a bestseller. We're very close to selling out Hollenbloch right now. It'll take 8 weeks to get more in. But despite that, I'm going to sell it at 50% off until it sells out. So for those of you that have never ordered it and been on the fence and have seasonal discomfort, experience Hollenbloch for yourself right now at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. pollen block. I want people that haven't tried it to try it for themselves, so it's the lowest price ever, even though it's selling out. Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested because we have to track your social distancing. And you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order, where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their endgame, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death. The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die. What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all. We have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls. The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades in many cases to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You are listening to The David Knight Show.
Well, as we have people opening up across the country, it's kind of interesting. It seems to concentrate on gym owners and salon owners. These people are hardcore. That's good for them. It's interesting to see how, in many cases, churches have caved initially. And again, they wanted to protect people. They trusted the government. They didn't want to, make any waves. I think that was a mistake for all those. Don't trust the government. Don't fear disease if you're a Christian. You fear God, right? Not government orders. This is a test. You just fail that test, but don't worry. There'll be re-exams. You'll get chances in the future. A government persecution for the churches, that's coming big time. So you're going to have a chance to do this again. Maybe next time you'll understand this is about control and that you're not called to obey every dictate, illegal, unconstitutional dictate that violates the Constitution, which is our true king, our true authority. But as we look yesterday, a New Jersey gym owner cited for reopening live on Fox and Friends in defiance of the governor's order. And at first, they were there with messages that stay poor, vote Democrat on their signs. My freedom doesn't end where your fear begins. They described the group there as very pro-law enforcement. They said, we're ready, however, for whatever consequences come our way. We're standing up for what we believe to be right. Several hours after the door opened, a police officer announced that the owners in the crowd were, quote, all in violation of the executive order, and then said, have a good day, and then left. Now, that was the story that we saw yesterday. It was like, yay, all right, cool. You're in violation of the order, we don't care. Except that they came back and cited them with a fine for disorderly conduct later. You see, it was because they had the TV cameras there. They had the people there. It wasn't because they were doing the right thing. And as we look at another gym in South Carolina, this one's in Pickens, South Carolina. That one was in New Jersey. In Pickens, South Carolina, the police hang a closed sign on a gym door where the gym had opened up. The owner took down the closed sign and replaced it with a sign that had the Bill of Rights, and then he opened up the store. Good for him. And you know, a guy who works there said, I believe it's a shame what all the, I'm sorry, that's what the, Frankie Shelton, who was the general manager, said. He said, I've always thought a lot of Larry Holiday and all that he gives to our clients and to us as staff. Today, this man got fed up with our constitutional rights being stripped away by us. He stood his ground. I'm so proud to call him not only my boss, but my friend. And then this guy who is the general manager reached out to a guy who is running for sheriff. It's a deputy there. His name is David Harrison. And he asked him what he thought about this, these illegal orders that were coming from the governor. And the guy responded and said, well, I believe it's a shame what all small business owners are going through, and I fully support you guys 100%. And he's running for office, and that's why you have the office of sheriff as an elected office. We didn't get to vote for Fauci. We didn't get to vote for Burks. We didn't get to vote for Gates. But they're in control of the guy that we voted for. And the way you're going to stop that is at the local level. Forget about the presidency, the Senate, the House. There might be some good candidates in some races that are worth supporting. But for the most part, these people tell you what they want in order to get elected. And then all they're concerned about is staying in office. It's the economy. So let's get the economy going. If that means you got to take a shot, you got to get a global ID, so be it. It's all about me now. It's about my political career. And I don't really give a damn about you or your kids, so roll up your sleeve. I don't need your informed consent. My friend, we have a mutual friend, Jeffrey Epstein. My friend, Alan Dershowitz, says that he can defend this in the Supreme Court. And he probably can find many, many compromised Supreme Court justices who will say that you have no right to not get a vaccine. So you better make sure that you've got some people at the local level who will stand with you. And that they're saying that they're going to find people in that area, not going to arrest them, but they're going to fine them $257. And that's probably per violation per day. Going to get those things to add up. One more sheriff I'll give a shout out to. This was sent to me by a follower on Twitter. This is in Rockingham County, North Carolina, Sheriff Sam Page. And this is what he has to say. During the past 2 months, our pastors and church leaders have respectfully followed the North Carolina governor's authority regarding restrictions on holding indoor worship services. During this time, some retail businesses across North Carolina have been allowed to operate under a different set of rules. In my opinion, this different set of standards imposed on houses of worship are unfair. Churches should not be treated differently than other establishments where people are allowed together. This is called equal protection of the law. It means that some businesses are not essential and others are essential. And it means that churches that are especially protected under the First Amendment cannot be declared non-essential. And so he says, as your sheriff for more than 20 years, I have taken an oath that I would support, maintain, and defend the U.S. Constitution for the citizens of this county. They all take that oath, by the way. As the sheriff of Rockingham, Sheriff Sam Page says, Neither my deputies nor I will violate our oath and interfere or prevent church goers in exercising their constitutional rights together to freely worship as established in the First Amendment. He said, while the opinions of our public health experts should be considered by our government officials, we must not forget that during a pandemic or any other crisis we may face, the United States Constitution and the freedom it provides can never, he makes that all uppercase and underscores it, can never be ignored or put aside. There is no exemption, Dershowitz, for a vaccine or for a flu virus. There is no exception for that. Good for him. Good for him. There's somebody to vote for. Several Chicago churches have held in-person services this last Sunday, despite stay-at-home orders. I talked to Pastor, I think it's Stephen Castle, at a small town. He had a church there, and he's got a lawsuit going against Governor Pritzker in Illinois. And in Chicago, the pastor who's organized this resistance, one of them, the Philadelphia Romanian Church of God, these are people who grew up in the Soviet Union, and they understand what government suppression of religion is, and they understand the principles that you do not ask permission. This is not a privilege, and it shouldn't be a privilege to have a business either, quite frankly. That's something that always grated against me, that I would have to, welfare was a right, but if I wanted to start a business and open a business, I had to get a privilege license. It's like, all right, I'll play the game up to a certain extent. As much as is possible with me, I will try to get along with people. But there's a limit. I'm telling you, that limit is going to be reached with these vaccines. You come after us to take our guns. You say, you're going to take the guns and do the due process later, President Trump? Nope. Nope. Not going to do that. You say, we got to take the shots? Not going to do that. You want to fund $138 million to set up a barcoded vaccine distributed by the Pentagon and DARPA? They put out press releases about this? And then you put this guy from GlaxoSmithKline and Moderna out. Yeah, he had a nice day at the stock market, too. Boy, I tell you, we'll talk about that coming up. Anyway, this Philadelphia Romanian Church of God pastor said, the church is a spiritual hospital. We help people with their spiritual needs, their emotional needs. This church is much safer than any other open space like Home Depot, Costco, any type of store. Growing up in Soviet-controlled Romania, he added, the church served an immigrant community that survived communism in the past, and they're not going to let it happen here again in America. We don't understand that here. We got Bernie Sanders saying, hey, this is good. I like this. Let's keep this. Yeah, Bernie, we know what communism looks like. We don't want it. We don't want you. None of it.
I'm cutting this ad on May 10th, 2020. And within a week or so, many of the best-selling items that we're selling at InfoWarsStore.com will no longer be at 50% off. In fact, last year I said I can't do 50% off anymore because our markup just isn't enough for us to be able to get enough profit to operate this operation. But I want you to get the ultimate krill oil. I want you to get Vaso Beads. I want you to get DNA Force Plus. I want you to experience X2. I want you to get Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus. They're all in stock right now, and they're 30 to 60% off. More than 20 items are 50% off right now, but we're going to have to end the sale on most items in about a week because a lot of the products are getting close to selling out, like Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vaso Beats. So take action. Be healthier. Boost your body's natural defenses and fund the InfoWar. Get in these great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
I was talking to my wife tonight, and I was saying, our economy slowing down and shutting down is like shooting a deer and it runs 100 yards before it knows it's been shot and then it finally dies. She said, well, yeah, when I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, one time there was an argument in the street and another man shot another man in the head, and the man that got shot in the head had blood pouring out a huge hole, and he was holding it and he walked around gibbering, talking nonsense for about 60 seconds and then just fell over dead. Well, that's what's going to happen with our economy. It is in cardiac arrest. This has been done by design. And the UN, the Chi-Coms, the mainstream media orchestrated it, hyped it, and tried to keep the economy closed. So remember, the depression that's coming and the third world collapse is all on the UN, on Bill and Melinda Gates, on Obama, on Hillary, on Biden, on the Democrats. We tried to stop it. We tried to fight it. But you guys have said you wanted to wreck America and the world, and now you've done it. Congratulations. This is the end, my friends, my only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion, it's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because there was only the mirage of safety, movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers. It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards. Forced inoculation, we are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny. And we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your lives and our lives. Congratulations.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I was talking about the Chicago churches in defiance of Pritzker, Governor Pritzker. You know, Pritzker comes from one of the wealthiest families in America, the family that owns the Hyatt. And they're out there with his boot on the throats of all these small and middle class businesses. Makes me want to throw up. And you have people like Bernie Sanders saying, well, I think this is going to be a redefinition of the fundamental tenets of America. That's the good news. We're not going to have the rich people on top no more. Let me tell you something. The rich fat cats, like Pritzker. Boy, he is the poster child for a rich fat cat. They're the ones with their boots on your throat right now. You think the Democrats, you think the socialists aren't allied with these crony capitalists? The corona capitalists, the crony capitalists, I've called them both so many times I combine them together. But yeah, the corona capitalist. Corona capitalism. That's what this is. It's absolute government corruption. It's what we see in third world countries. And that's what all these governments now, all these former democracies and republics throughout the West, they all want to be China. And they have become China. That's why a couple of weeks ago, I played that song from the 80s, 90s. We're all turning Japanese. We're all turning Chinese now, right? Anyway, you got Mayor Lori Lightfoot, with her heavy foot on people's lives, said she found these efforts by these people who had lived under Soviet communism and knew what it was all about. Said, no, we're not going to ask your permission to open up our churches. We're going to just do it. She said she found it dangerous. She said, this is not playing Russian roulette. This is playing with a gun that's fully loaded and cocked. You know what, Lori? These people know what it's like to live in a society where there is a fully loaded and cocked gun pointed at them because the government owns all of the guns. As Mao said, power comes out of the barrel of a gun, and they've been on the wrong side of that barrel. And then Pritzker, doubled down and encouraged her. He said, you weren't elected to do what was easy. You were elected to do what's right. You go in there and you kick those people out of their churches, right? Let's take a look what this looks like in L.A. We've got a pastor whose church was shut down. And he does some live streaming on his phone. And he finds a bunch of these hypocrite government, armed government workers that they call cops in L.A. All gathered around, nobody wearing a mask, all gathered around in a circle, talking. And I want to play that clip for you. Video clip number two. Listen to this, pastor. We've got a lot to say.
Please notice how many police officers you see gathered together over here. And let's see if they're socially distancing. And let's see if they're wearing masks. Today is Tuesday. So I think it's May 5th. I don't keep up with the date as much as I'd like to. All right, let's count. We have much more than 10. Much more than 10. Much more than 10. Who's in charge? Who's in charge? We're trying to figure out why you're not social distancing and you're not wearing masks and you're clustered together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
And they start to scatter like cockroaches.
Said, we have 20 police officers. None of them are wearing masks and they're clustered together. But you shut down my church saying it was 10 or more. Let's get some names as they pass by. Clustered together, 20 of them, no mask. Mr. Garcetti, this is what your police department is doing. This is how they do it in South Central. This is how they do it. We do have a Sergeant McLean. I was able to get his name. This is how they do it. It's like a game over here in South Central. Thin blue line, LAPD.
He's got your number, one way or the other.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how they do it in South Central. And I want you to understand one thing real clear about these guys. Two things. Number one, they will shoot a black man or a Hispanic or a poor white man in a heartbeat over here. Number two, they will plant a gun. They will plant evidence. Car number 88067, car number 87063. And they've been here for the longest. When I came over with the cameras, you can see they dispersed. This is Citizen Patrol. It's time for the police to be policed.
Yeah, yeah. That's yeah, they'll take your kids, too, without due process. They'll take your property without due process. And so he shows up with the camera. It's like shining a light, flashlight on a cluster of cockroaches, and they run off. Yeah, people are having had about enough of this. I've had about enough of this, quite frankly. Armed militia in Michigan, they keep calling them militia. They're not technically the militia under the Constitution, although we all have the right to own firearms. Are these guys an organized militia under the Constitution? It really doesn't matter. They have the legal authority to bear arms, and they are showing up there. Now, they keep calling them the militia everywhere as a way to denigrate them, to essentially call them vigilantes. Call them whatever you will. Maybe they own the, maybe they do call themselves a militia. Nevertheless, they're doing the right thing. They are supporting, they're using the presence, their presence, and the presence of firearms with them. They are using that. They said, yesterday, six troopers came to enforce the governor's order against this 77-year-old barber that we've talked about many times. I think everyone that comes out supports Carl should protest because I feel like some of Michigan should open up the regulations. If he wants to work, he should be able to work. And Free Thought Project points out these folks are not advocating for some Wild West policies here. I'm advocating for the Wild West. I prefer the Wild West to what we've got here. The Wild West was free. You know, you go back and you look at history, you had shootouts like the OK Corral. I talked to the author about that. Vendetta ride from hell after that. But, you know, you had situations like that that were very famous. Why were they so famous? Because they were rare. They didn't typically happen. You would have, you know, vigilantes and you'd have gunslingers. And they would shoot each other, but they basically left everybody else alone. It wasn't like the drug gangs that we've got today for the most part. And everybody was armed. And you had a posse, the power of the community, and you had a sheriff. And if the sheriff wasn't good, you could take him out with a posse. I mean, the bottom line is no system is perfect, but I certainly do prefer the Wild West to the wild government that we have, the feral government that we have. Yeah, it's reverted back to some untamed beast. Texas has now admitted that it can't enforce its COVID-19 lockdown. More states should do the same, reports Reason Magazine. The licensing department here, after you had the salon owner, Shelley Luther, and you had Clay Jenkins up in Dallas come after her. And I've got a clip I want to play for you next time because it ties in with Joe Biden saying that Trump's coronavirus response is nakedly xenophobic. Let me tell you that what Clay Jenkins did, the irresponsible way that he acted with the Ebola situation, was mostly about open borders and illegal immigrants. And I've got the clips to show you about that. That's the same guy who came after Shelley Luther. That became a big story. The governor then moved back some of his unconstitutional orders, some of his unconstitutional orders, not all of them, unfortunately. But they've now gone back and said, well, for the people who have cosmetology and barbering establishments, we're going to retroactively move this back to April the 2nd to let you open up. So we'll wipe out any violations in the past 6 weeks. Isn't that nice? See, when you stand up, like some of the churches did, Governor Abbott said, all right, we won't let these guys push you on the churches. If you stand up as barbers and salon owners, they'll say, all right, barbers and salon owners will leave you alone. So what is the industry that you're in, and what are you waiting for? You waiting for an invitation to stand up and say, I'm not going to be your slave anymore? You've got a constitution here? We're going to follow it? I mean, this is just beyond reprehensible what Republicans are doing to people in their own state. But they've admitted that they can't enforce these laws. And here's the bottom line, as Reason points out. They were ultimately all based upon voluntary compliance. Do not comply with this tyranny. Stop obeying. Stop obeying tyrannical orders. And stop allowing them to shut down free speech, folks. We appreciate your support here. We have products at InfoWarsStore.com, and we've not only been able to keep many of these products in stock, but we've also reduced them in price, 30 to 60% off. We've got one of the best sales we've ever had. We've got Ultimate Krill Oil now back in stock, 50% off. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine now back in stock, 50% off. We have Vasobeat, 40% off. Bod Ease, 40% off. Turmeric, many other natural ingredients to help you fight inflammation. All of that at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. We try to make this win-win. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality, storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com. The lockdown is permanent dictatorship. The lockdown is designed to have the public accept their basic rights being suspended in a global medical tyranny led by the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in full control. Many will submit through fear. Others will be bought off. But in the end, the globalists admit they're building a post-human world. And now that we're inside the cage, it's going to move very, very quickly into its end game. Submission to this is a form of living death. and committing the next generation and our own generation to a living hell that cannot be imagined until you're actually experiencing this. This is your dignity, your soul, your future being torn inside out. This is a scientific dictatorship taking full control of humanity for its own selfish, disgusting power trip.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Joe Biden, remember politics? Joe Biden's still doing his broadcast from the basement. And this latest one was interrupted by honking geese. Isn't that ironic? Here's the guy who's known for goosing women and children, and he gets interrupted by honking geese. Nevertheless, before that happened, he had this to say. He said the pandemic has unleashed familiar forces of hate, fear, and xenophobia, the fear of strangers. That has always flamed. He said the Trump travel ban from China was just such a thing. He called it hysterical xenophobia. So we shouldn't have noticed that it was coming from China, right? Okay. That was the one thing that should have been done. And they should have stopped at that point, my opinion. When you call this xenophobia, understand they've got a different agenda here. We saw now, most recently in San Antonio, and Alex Jones went down to protest it. They said, we're going to punish you if you call this the Chinese flu or the Wu flu or whatever. Just call it the Fauci flu d'etat. But when you talk about the xenophobia, I want to go back to Clay Jenkins, 2013, 2014, when we had the Ebola outbreak. And there was a guy who was an illegal immigrant who came in with his entire illegal immigrant family. He was diagnosed with Ebola. They took him to the hospital. He subsequently died and infected two other nurses who nearly died. Clay Jenkins, the Dallas judge who just came after Shelley Luther, tried to punish her with thousands of dollars worth of fines, got her arrested. The judge then threw her into jail. He had a very different tone 7 years ago. So I want to play some of these clips, a flashback to the xenophobia and the immigration open borders virtue signaling that was at work with Clay Jenkins in Dallas at the time. Same thing that Joe Biden's doing right now. Video clip number 7.
Jenkins taking the lead and assuring people the Ebola situation is under control. You've been very out front on this thing, but it says it wasn't your choice. If it were up to you, the CDC would be, but they kind of said, you're the guy that people know around town, so you take the lead on being the face and the voice here.
Well, actually, I want to give a big hand to Mike Rollins, because he was the face and the voice that did the interviews while I did the incident command for the first.
This is the little dictator who arrested,
and now I'm
put out the order
a little
for Shelley
bit of that, but I'll leave here
Clay
and go straight
Jenkins.
To incident
Still
command.
There.
Most of my work is just meticulous, moving people around, putting people in position. So it's a team effort.
Pause it
a second.
It's a
city. It's the schools.
Moving people around, putting them in position. He went to the house, no protective clothing. He took the family of the man who was very sick with Ebola, subsequently died. He took them in his car, took them to another location, which he's going to talk about how nobody would take these individuals. And I want you to remember, Fauci was in charge at the time. When all this was happening, we didn't lock down the entire country. We didn't lock down all of Texas. We didn't even lock down Dallas. Clay Jenkins was saying, we got football games going. We got the Dallas Cowboys and Houston playing this weekend. Go to the game. He said, we got thousands of doctors and nurses here. We got tens of thousands of hospital beds. No problem. This is one case. It's a tragedy for these people, and we need to do everything we can to help them. Let's continue playing this, and we'll continue the clip on the other side. But go ahead.
Team effort. It's the city. It's the schools. It's the county.
Right.
And, of course, the state and the federal government.
I was off last week and was kind of watching this from afar. And what struck me was, from the very beginning, it seemed like we were reinventing the wheel. I mean, we do these disaster drills all the time to what if this happens, what if that happens. And all of a sudden we're going, I was thinking to myself as I was sitting watching it on television, why are these people still in the apartment? And why are they still stuck in that apartment with contaminated bedding and
look at
clothing
this. Full
and
hazmat.
All that. And it took a couple of days for
full hazmat suit,
experts
yet,
to figure that out.
This guy,
well,
Clay Jenkins, over, didn't wear a hazmat suit.
In State Command, the decision was made between me and Tom Frieden and the state's top public health official that I should do that on Wednesday afternoon. So we whiteboarded all the things, and my top priorities was moving.
All right, pause it. We got to take a break. We'll play the rest of this, and I'm going to give you his xenophobic take on this. It's all virtue signaling. This has nothing to do with public health. We'll be right back.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and then a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you, no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, there was a story that went viral last week about Shelley Luther. She was a salon owner who opened in defiance of the Dallas judge. And again, this is not a courtroom judge. This is an elected office. They're the CEO of the county. I think Judge Roy Bean, because that's the way these people act. Now, I am the law. So it went viral. I think she made more than $500,000 in terms of a GoFundMe. There were people that made allegations that she had set up that GoFundMe before some of the stuff had happened. But I imagine there's probably a lot of business owners that have done that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I'm glad that she got the money. I mean, there's other people who are struggling, who've not, gone as viral, but that story really went viral. And she stood up to the judge and refused to apologize. So he threw her in jail. And that caused, Governor Abbott to be so embarrassed by his unconstitutional, authoritarian, unlawful dictates that Governor Abbott walked back some of that. And so it was a big story. Now, the guy who was at the center of all this, the Dallas judge who issued these orders that the courtroom judge used to throw her in jail, he pretty much escaped scrutiny from everybody. To me, that's the key part of this story here. To contrast this guy, because he was at the center of the Ebola outbreak in the U.S. We had one illegal immigrant who died in Dallas. And then Clay Jenkins, the same judge, just showed you the clips. We're going to go back and play some more of that. They had people going in and cleaning out the apartment in full hazmat suits, but he goes over before that happens and takes out the family without wearing any protective equipment. And then he goes and holds press conferences after that. I remember when it happened, we said, what is he doing? Trying to spread this around to people? I mean, we now have public health officials who have shut down the entire world and telling all of us that we got to wear masks, we got to wear gloves and so forth. But this guy was telling him, do not fear, calm down. Look, I understand that's what government officials should be doing. And when government officials are trying to panic you, you have to understand there's a different agenda here. So for that reason alone, you should take a look at Clay Jenkins. But there's two other issues in this story that I want to highlight that came out in this story. And that is the illegal immigration, because now that whole idea of open borders and xenophobia and you're hateful, you're racist and so forth, because that's resurfaced in San Antonio with the regulations there that Alex Jones protested. Don't call it the Chinese flu. Don't call it the Wu flu or whatever, right? This isn't China. Well, it came from China. Maybe we should lay it at the doorstep of Fauci. funding gain-of-function research. See, that's another thing that nobody's talking about. You want to talk about how dangerous this vaccine is? Let's talk about how dangerous Fauci and the NIH and Francis Collins and all these people who are now part of the committee to rush a vaccine out at Operation Warp Speed. These are the people who have been funding gain of research experiments for bio warfare. These are criminals. These are Operation Paperclip type criminals. And they're allowed to continue this stuff. They continued even when they were told not to fund it. They funded it at various U.S. universities like UNC Chapel Hill. They funded it in China. And yet we pretend to not notice what Fauci and Collins at the NIH are doing, what the CDC is doing at these bio warfare gain of function research things. Why don't we shut that down instead of shutting down the country? Let's shut down their bioweapon research and let the rest of the country alone. No, no, no. We're going to shut down us. And they continue to fund this Nazi science. So that's another aspect of it. So I want to talk about the virtue signaling. Don't criticize Ebola. I mean, this is a illegal immigrant from Africa. Don't you dare notice that he has Ebola that kills 80% of the people, turning their internal organs into liquid. And it killed him. And so this comes up. The guy had not died yet in this interview. But I'll go back and we'll pick up where we left off. And he's talking about how, you know, they had to, he had to move them around. And here's another point that he makes. He said, there was no room at the inn. I had to find a pastor to take the family. I don't know why they couldn't shelter in place. We're all having to shelter in place under something that is so serious that it has shut down the entire country. And we're told to stay in our homes. Why couldn't this country, family stay in their apartment? Well, I don't know. I don't know. They had to go somewhere else, but nobody would take them. Now, why wouldn't the federal government take them when the federal government is setting up FEMA camps for people who test positive and accusing people who don't stay under quarantine in those FEMA camps, accusing them of escaping from prison as they did in Nashville? So let's go back and play this. Listen to what he has to say.
So we whiteboarded all the things. And my top priorities was moving that family and taking care of those soiled items.
But this was days into this incident. It just seemed like the first thing that should have been done was people be moved out of the apartment and all of that contaminated, potentially deadly, infected stuff be removed. And it was 5 days in?
Obviously, but here's the situation. I can tell you what, I know what they were dealing with before I took over, because after I took over, I was dealing with the same thing. When I called the person who ultimately took the family, who's a faith leader here in the Metroplex, I told him, my words to him when he asked why no one else did, I said, there is no room at the inn, to this person. We have tried every apartment complex, every housing authority. No one will take this family.
Should this individual, and you certainly, I think everyone hopes that he will.
Okay, let's
recover.
Hold it right there. Pause it a second.
Should he?
Pause it. All right, so there's no room at the inn. Nobody will take that. They can't stay where they are. Fauci's not going to do anything about it. And Fauci was involved in this. After this guy died and the two nurses caught Ebola, Fauci and Collins were, you know, doing photo ops and grabbing press coverage and so forth. And they didn't want to do anything. I know nothing. I don't want to do anything about this. And this guy, Clay Jenkins, not in this interview, but he was telling everybody, continue the, you know, we got a football game coming up. We got lots of hospitals and doctors. It's just one sick person. Don't worry about it. It's just Ebola. And yet, when it's the flu, we're going to shut down not only Dallas, but all of Texas and all of the U.S. We got a panic. They were telling him, don't panic. Don't get fearful. It's all, we're under control. I'm very calm. I got all this covered. And he goes in there without a hazmat suit. He goes, meets with the press. Now, here's the immigration part, the xenophobia part, going back to what Joe Biden had to say. This guy says, so what's going to happen? He's in hospital now. We hope that he gets better. Are you going to deport him? Here's what he has to say. Keep rolling.
This individual, and you certainly, I think everyone hopes that he will recover. Should he be deported? He committed a crime, did he not?
People are innocent until proven guilty. I don't know the facts of that. I've kind of torn off the rearview mirror.
But if what we believe to be true is in fact true, He should not have been allowed in the country in the first place. Should he be required to leave the country?
Well, right now my focus is and prayers are on, he's in a very grave situation, so my hope is that he survives.
And his family was not deported. Well, I don't know, innocent until proven guilty. So that's, now they say, coming across the border, that's not a crime, but let's make it not a crime. Let's decriminalize illegal immigration, they say. Don't call them illegals, but let's not make it a crime. That's the Democrat position. So it's like, he's innocent till proven guilty. They know where he came from. They know he's not a citizen. They know his family's not a citizen. But they're virtue signaling about open borders, and it would be racism to deport these people, right? That's what they're saying. That's what Joe Biden is saying. Said Trump put on a travel ban from China. That was hysterical xenophobia. Let me tell you what's going on right now. This is open borders. They will ignore anything, including Ebola, for open borders. They've gone absolutely hysterical about the flu. They've shut down the entire country. And it's people like Clay Jenkins who epitomizes the hypocrisy and the absurdity of this lockdown, this shutdown, doing a complete 180 from 6 years ago. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market, fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body. Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening. It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculation. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny. And we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your life and our lives. Congratulations. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising
communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Your cares and troubles are gone. There'll be no more from now on. Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again.
So oh, they were popping the corks on Wall Street yesterday because... of Trump's new vaccine czar and his company, Moderna. Oh, yeah, Trump's vaccine czar got a $3.4 million boost on his stocks. And when people noticed and called him out for the ethical issues, he said, don't worry, there's not a conflict of interest. There never has been, said the veteran big pharma executive who's worked for GlaxoSmithKline, who's developed the HPV vaccine, which they've tried to force on people in the past. And now he says he's going to divest all of his equity interest in Moderna, so there's no conflict of interest. He says he plans to donate the big profits, the $3.4 million that he made off of his stock holdings, to cancer charity. Wasn't that nice? And then he's working on building the number of cancer patients with more of its vaccines. Ethics experts call the lucrative morning for Slowey a prime example of why he should not be making decisions about winners and losers in the coronavirus vaccine race. Well, you see, what we have to understand is in this new 2020 world that we live in here in America, post-constitutional America, there'll be people in Washington and the Trump administration and in Congress who will be deciding which vaccines are essential and which vaccines are non-essential. And so there will be winners and losers. They're going to be picking them financially. And it's not just this $3.4 million that he's going to now, that he says he's going to donate to a charity because he got caught. But it's also the company that he worked with, his buddies back there. They made out pretty well. They raised $1.25 billion, not million, $1 billion. And this is a public offering that they put out. They priced their stock offering at $76 a share, a 5% discount to Monday's last sale. Took place on the same day that shares jumped 20% after the company revealed positive early results from its experimental vaccine for COVID-19. And so, as your hedge points out, the problem has now been solved. And what got Wall Street so excited about all this stuff, right? Yeah, we have the economy is on hold until we've got a treatment or preferably a vaccine. And then look at this. We've got the new vaccine czar and the big pharmaceutical company that this genius worked for. And they've now announced all 8 initial participants in the Moderna trial developed neutralizing antibodies to the virus at levels reaching or exceeding those seen in people who have naturally recovered from COVID-19. So the problem's been solved, right? How about when somebody is injected, writes Zero Hedge, how about when somebody is injected with this vaccine who has any number of the comorbidities that have killed tens or thousands or actually has the coronavirus? Well, never mind that. Just buy everything in the stock market. And so gold is dumped, silver was dumped, the dollar was dumped, bonds were dumped because, as they point out in their headlines, 8 healthy young people didn't die from the vaccine. Not, they haven't given them the coronavirus. You know, we talk about the Ebola nonsense that was going on with Clay Jenkins. As Richard Reeves called in and said, hey, why was he so nonplussed about Ebola? You know, had they given him something or whatever? Because this is not a guy known for his fearlessness. He did, however, get praised by Obama. Obama came because he stood up for those illegal aliens, even though they had Ebola. It's more important that we honor our illegal aliens and subsidize them. And so because he did that, he got the Medal of Honor treatment. I don't know if he actually gave him an award. Probably did. You can see him right there, right across from Obama. And Governor Rick Perry was seated at the end of the table. Down there with a person doing the transcriptions, I think. But, you know, when you talk about Ebola, they have a problem testing any treatments or vaccines for Ebola because ethically you can't give somebody Ebola. It'd be a violation of the Nuremberg rules, right? Because when something is that deadly, people can't volunteer for it. It's a crime to give it to them, even if they volunteer. So they don't really know about these Ebola treatments. However, when it comes to coronavirus, they're asking for volunteers left and right. And then they've already got 8 healthy young participants who don't fit the profile of people who are affected by this anyway. Why don't you just go infect a dog or something? It's like, see, it didn't kill the dog. So let's move ahead with this. Let's make billions off of this. When we look at this, so they ditch gold, silver, the dollar, bonds, all that's ditched because 8 healthy young people did not die from Moncef Slaoui's Slaoui and Fauci. What a team President Trump has assembled. Isn't it great? Aren't you glad that the country is in such competent hands? The dying economy and the Fed is incompetent, says Robert Kiyosawa. He says, I see Bitcoin at $75,000 in 3 years. Who knows? Because we've got Chairman Powell, who is also pushing for a vaccine. That's the way we get out of this, right? And that's why, you know, he got on 60 Minutes on Sunday. He said, we're going to have a vaccine to open up this economy. All right, let's do a vaccine. Let's not test it. Go ahead. Can't we just do that now? You know, let's throw cash at the military. Let's have them distribute this vaccine. Let's just do it now so I can win the election. Powell makes history. He promised on 60 Minutes, not only that we're going to get a vaccine, then lo and behold, the vaccine czar's company finds positive results that their vaccine didn't immediately kill 8 healthy young people or cause autoimmune disease, as far as they know. then he says there's a lot more the Fed can do. There's a lot more we can do. We're not out of ammunition by a long shot. Well, Goldman Sachs is not too sure about that. A lot of people have questions about that as well. You know, we're talking about Bitcoin. There was an interesting back and forth between Rowling, who writes the Harry Potter books, about it. She says, yeah, I'm looking at this Bitcoin stuff, and it kind of looks like collectibles. Am I buying manufactured collectibles? And they say, be very careful about all this, the bottom line. And she goes, yeah, I'm really not too sure about what the risks are on this. She said, I'm afraid it's a total blind spot to me. It sounds like collectibles, tokenomics, blockchains. My brain just is taking a walk. And so then Elon Musk comes back and he goes, yeah, you're right. All that stuff looks pretty dodgy, but, you know, nothing looks as dodgy right now as the dollar because of what Powell is doing. He didn't mention Powell, but that's basically it. Bernie Sanders thinks the silver lining is that COVID-19 is going to change everything about America, the fundamental tenets of America, because he's always wanted to deconstruct America, to destroy it. That's what these people are doing. They're getting their wish. Everything that was part of the Green New Deal has now been enacted. Universal basic income, government health care, no middle class, no liberty. That's exactly what these people want. Then they can build their socialist communist utopia on top of that. No middle class. You got to get rid of that. Right? Tell the churches they can't meet all of that. And then they can put in their government welfare, their government health care, and so forth. He's very excited about that. Yeah, the fundamentals of America are being destroyed, says Bernie. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off,
at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block has really been a sleeper product for us. We got it in a few years ago. It's an amazing product that comes from all natural quail eggs. They discovered this more than 30 years ago in France, that if you ate quail eggs from a certain type of quail, that it had an antihistamine effect, and people saw their allergies and seasonal discomfort knocked way, way down. Well, now this is available in the United States. It's proprietary. It has rave reviews. It's a product that I never even really promote, but that people keep reordering and has become a bestseller. We're very close to selling out Pollen Block right now. It'll take 8 weeks to get more in, but despite that, I'm going to sell it at 50% off until it sells out. So for those of you that have never ordered it and been on the fence and have seasonal discomfort, experience Pollen Block for yourself right now at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Pollen Block. I want people that haven't tried it to try it for themselves, so it's the lowest price ever, even though it's selling out. I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner. I don't like coming to you every day on the radio and TV stations that you watch and listen to us on and telling you all these horrible things. But you notice almost everything we've talked about horrible has come true. We were warning everybody to try to stop it. It's like telling somebody if you got a pool, put a fence around it if you have little kids. Because even if they're good swimmers, they can hit their head and drown. People don't listen. They go out and their kid's dead in the pool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the death of the third world and the collapse of the first world. And this is 21st century warfare carried out by the globalists. And they admit they've orchestrated it. They admit it's, quote, good to save the earth. And they're teaching us to be more frugal. And they want to make us poor so they can dictate our surrender to this post-human technocracy. I know all this sounds insane when I was talking about it 25 years ago. But now it's public because it's their operations manual. I wish this wasn't the case. But there really are evil psychopaths in control of most major institutions, and we've got to stop them.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. It's the David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, let's talk about the second wave of tyranny. The tracking, the testing, and then the third wave, the vaccines. We'll talk about that coming up. But let's focus on the surveillance testing and tracking that is about to be rolled out as permission for us to come out of house arrest and to reopen our businesses. You know, as we look at Attorney General Barr, he's written a couple of letters to his credit, but he hasn't done a great deal to defend equal protection under the law for people. He's written a couple of letters on behalf of churches to various governors and so forth. But understand that the purpose of the government at every level, according to the Declaration of Independence, is to preserve our God-given liberties, not to give us liberties, not to give us privileges, not to allow us to come out of our homes, our little hobbit holes, our little munchkin castles, if we obey their conditions. No, that's not the purpose of government. The purpose of government is to defend and to protect God-given natural rights. And so why aren't they doing that? Why are they issuing guidelines and recommendations to people to take away our rights and our freedoms? And now, the same Attorney General Barr says he doesn't expect any criminal probes into Obama or into Biden. You see, crime is in the eye of the beholder when it comes to politics. The same Department of quote-unquote justice can continue coming after Flynn. They can continue coming after Roger Stone. They can continue coming after the Bundys, even though a judge dismissed that case with prejudice because of a whistleblower, the Bureau of Land Management, that BLM. Yet they continue to come after, trying to come after another trial. And they still have people locked up that didn't do anything other than stand there with him in a protest. So I guess the crime is just in your mind, right? It's in the eye of these Department of Justice beholders. So not going to have any criminal probes into Obama or Biden. No, that wouldn't be suitable. When you thought that we were going to lock her up, Hillary, remember that? Lock her up, lock her up. When you thought that Trump is going to build the wall, it looks like no, they locked you up instead and they built the wall around you. And they've filled that wall with cameras. And they're putting out applications to track you with your phone. Let's go back 5 years ago and take a look at then the federal government talking about how it's going to track all unvaccinated adults. They were preparing it 5 years ago. This was reported by Health Impact News. They said during the National Vaccine Advisory Committee's February meeting back in 2015, American adults were put on notice by Big Brother and by big government that noncompliance with federal vaccine recommendations would not be tolerated. Public health officials have unveiled a new plan 5 years ago to launch a massive nationwide vaccination promotion campaign involving private business, nonprofit organizations to pressure all adults to comply with the adult vaccination schedule approved by the CDC. And they showed what the vaccine schedule was there 5 years ago. They had their schedule for breaking it down by ages, 19 to 21 years old, 22 to 26 and so forth. They had various vaccines. Got to get your flu shot, got to get your tetanus shot, got to get your HPV shot, male and female, measles, mumps, rubella, so forth. All these different ones. And they had how many doses you're going to have to get. Many of these, very few of them, a single dose. Most of them were two or three doses that they were going to require. And they said the national vaccine, let's see, the NVAC is the National Vaccine Advisory Committee. The NVAC has authored the National Adult Immunization Plan. So they got all these different organizations, and they're all a part of, they all correspond with Fauci there at the NIH. Once finalized, the plan will be turned over to the Interagency Adult Immunization Task Force. Now, these are three agencies. All of them are going to be working with the NIH, with DARPA and these other ones, right? The Adult Immunization Plan also incentivizes doctors and other vaccine providers to convert patient data into electronic health records. They can then be shared across state and federal electronic databases to track national vaccine coverage rates and also track and identify who is and who is not vaccinated. And so the bottom line is, you know, when we talk about mandatory vaccines, this is why I say it's absolute folly to say that Trump is not pushing mandatory vaccines. Nobody has ever pushed mandatory vaccines more than Trump. More dangerously than Trump. And that includes Bill Gates, because President Trump has the ability to make this happen overnight. And this is why, he is being controlled by surrogates of Gates, like Fauci. Look, all Trump has to do is to fund it. That's been done. He can fund the research. He can put the big pharmaceutical executives like Moncef Slaoui in place. He can give the military $138 million to produce a million or 100 million vaccine dosages by the end of the year and so forth of whatever they pick. They're going to rush it to market. They're going to skip the tests, even the most basic tests. Of course, they never test for long-term effects of these vaccines, and they deny, always deny, any long-term adverse effects of these vaccines. So they're going to rush it to market. He's going to rush it to you. And like I said yesterday, think about it. All the different government agencies, look at the way they have pushed social distancing and masks and all this other kind of stuff. Big, a whole spectrum, depending on Democrat versus Republicans. But they all pushed some of this. And so you can bet every one of these jurisdictions is going to be pushing some sort of forced vaccination. The employers will be pushing that because this is who they're leaning on. They're pushing on doctors. They're incentivizing it, just like they're incentivizing the reporting and diagnosing of COVID-19 patients and COVID-19 deaths. They're incentivizing putting people on these ventilators that kill 90% of the people. Yeah. Keep them off of the ventilators until they get into critical condition. Then put them on the invasive intubation that kills 90% of the people because that's where we make our money. And they're going to incentivize these vaccines to the health industry. And they're going to push your employer. They're going to partner with your employer. They're going to say, hey, you do business with us, you're going to have to make sure that all your employees are vaccinated. These are going to be the guidelines and recommendations that come from President Trump after he has funded the development of this, accelerated the development of this, deployed the development of this. And you want to say this isn't coming from President Trump? This company that they have picked as a Pentagon contractor, Apiject. And this is their press release about this vaccine that President Trump has funded for $138 million to the Department of Defense, DARPA's choice, Trump's contractor. Whether health officials, they say, are running a scheduled vaccination program or an urgent pandemic response campaign, they can make better decisions if they know when and where each injection occurs. With an optional RFID NFC tag on each BFS prefilled syringe, Apiject will make this possible. Before giving an injection, the healthcare worker will be able to launch a free mobile app and tap the prefilled syringe on their phone, capturing the NFC's tag's unique serial number, its GPS location, and date and time. The app then uploads the data to a government-selected cloud database. Aggregated injection data provides health administrators an evolving real-time injection map. Problem solved. They were going to have to do it the old-fashioned Stasi way. You know, we got people pushing this for profit, companies having the government lean on them so they can force it on their employees as a condition of employment, and then recording all of this and reporting it to the government and everything. But now they've got apps for it, and they've got barcodes, and each individual vaccine will have its own unique thing there, and they can tell you the time, date, and location that these people got vaccinated. You know, just enter their social security number or other government ID markers, and you're all set, right? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion, It's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers. What InfoWars has been able to do thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls. Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested because we have to track your social distancing and you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order, where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their endgame, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death. The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, when we look at what has happened in phase one, this lockdown, without any scientific statistical basis, based on lies, based on bad software, this is exactly what I've been seeing for decades with the climate change movement. You know, they got bad models, bad assumptions, rigged data, and then they use that to set up policy, and then if you want to see what they actually did, and they're writing messages to each other, hey, this isn't matching our models, we've got to hide the decline with climate gate and so forth, and you try to get those emails, and they say, you can't see my emails. And they had courts that blocked us from getting those emails. The group that I was at. So, yeah, they could hide all of the lies with that. Isn't it interesting? It's kind of like Hillary Clinton. These people, Michael Mann, who was behind the hockey stick nonsense with Al Gore and everything, they were able to hide all of their crimes just like Hillary Clinton. But, you know, when we looked at this, I said, boy, this looks suspiciously like all the stuff I've always seen. Bad assumptions about COVID-19, bad models about COVID-19, rigged, cooked data. I mean, they're just making this data up, folks. You understand this now, right? The difference between dying with COVID-19 or dying from COVID-19 and then, well, we don't even have to test for COVID-19. We'll just presume they died with COVID-19. I mean, it's just a total piece of garbage. But the government has crossed the Rubicon. Trump has crossed it just like Caesar did. And even though we can point out the emperor has no clothes, we've got to take a look at what is coming up in phase two because they're just getting started. But I want to take a second here, because when I saw this, and I just mentioned it in briefly in passing yesterday, I mentioned it last week, that you had this model from the Imperial College in London, the one that was used by two very smart people, as President Trump said, Fauci and Burks. And they came to him. Two very smart people told me what was going to happen. And it turned out it was Fauci and Burks. And what they told him were these models coming from the Imperial College of London. You know, 2.2 million people are going to die, President Trump. You got to shut down the economy right now. All right, we'll do it. And so this is what precipitated all this. Now, subsequently, they have people said, just like we said, hey, I want to see your models. I'd like to see your data, Michael Mann, because we've got emails that have been released, interestingly enough, from a Russian server, showing that you guys don't believe your own stuff and you're trying to rig the data. So we'd like to see your information about this. Well, they delayed. You had some people at Google who tried to clean up the code, but then other people got it and said, look at this. We can put in the same information into this model from the Imperial College of London that was used to shut down the world. We can put the same data in and run it with the same data, and we keep getting different results. In other words, it's a piece of garbage. A piece of garbage. And we're not talking about putting in randomized inputs. No, no, no. The same input generates different outputs each time. As they point out, this is... Change anything changes everything. CASE, right? That's the acronym. Or as many people have said, if you torture the data enough, you can get it to confess to anything. But this is a model that is just complete garbage. And then, as they started digging deeper in it, in the Telegraph this weekend, the UK Telegraph, they published an editorial. They've had more people who are computer professionals taking a look at this garbage coming out of the Imperial College. And they said, and when I saw this, I laughed out loud. It was written in Fortran. I was absolutely flabbergasted that they would still be using Fortran. I was offered a job in 1980 for Texas Instruments working on navigational stuff for cruise missiles. And it was code that was written in Fortran. And that was such an antiquated mess. I said, no way I'm going to touch that. I'm not going to maintain that. I'm not going to try to improve that. Not going anywhere near that. That was 40 years ago. Fortran was obsolete 40 years ago. These people who just got the world locked down did this on a garbage piece of software that was written in Fortran. As I point out in the Telegraph article, this could be the most devastating software mistake of all time. Due to its age and inflexibility, Fortran has many inherent problems. Boy, let me tell you. It makes BASIC look sophisticated, because BASIC came along after it, I believe. I mean, it doesn't have subroutine calls even. It's not object-oriented. It's everything that's happened in a half century. And, you know, things are happening pretty quickly in computer science, if you haven't noticed. None of that is reflected in Fortran. Where did they get these people? I don't understand. They said, you change anything, you change everything. A problem that software engineers, data scientists, trying to model well anything, they really often encounter that. The approach ignores widely accepted computer science principles known as separation of concerns. In other words, it keeps you from getting garbage. And people had pointed this out at Edinburgh University. They said, wait a minute. This is generating, every time we run this with the same data, it generates different stuff. And they said, well, you run it on a slower computer. They said they shouldn't change anything. They shouldn't change the way this works if it works. I mean, it's beyond belief how stupid this is. Universal basic idiocy. This is what this truly is. I mean, talk about living in an idiocracy where these trusted people, they come up with this garbage and it's pushed on President Trump by Fauci and Burks. You understand, this is nothing but a piece of propaganda. Same thing that Jenna Haspel did. You know, they tortured a terrorist and they got him to confess to weapons of mass destruction. They used that lie to start the war against Iraq. Fauci and Burks tortured the data, and they used that lie to get President Trump to come after a virus of mass destruction and go to war against the American people and the Constitution. And, of course, Jenna Haspel was rewarded for her weapons of mass destruction lie by being made the head of President Trump's CIA. The Imperial model appears to be based on a programming language that archaeologists call Fortran. It was old news 20 years ago. No, it was old news 40 years ago. And said, guess what? The code was used for Mariner 1. Yeah, you know, they would use really old stuff. I remember when I was at Texas Instruments, and of course they were, you know, had solid state memory and had it for some time. And they said, you know, the space shuttle uses core memory. And you may not know what core memory is, but it is this big, bulky, heavy, low density memory that has wires running in X, Y, and Z directions. And at each of those intersections of the different wires, it has toroids, little iron things that can be magnetized, right? It's like a washer. And good job, guys. Okay, and so it is this tangled mass of wire and iron washers. They get magnetized by running current in one direction or demagnetized, you know, in a different direction to get a one or a zero. And then it has a third wire that is a sensing wire. Now, when you are doing a space shuttle, the most important thing for you to do is to make sure that you conserve weight, because it's all about payload. And why would you put a low density, that's a good picture right there, why would you put a low density, heavy piece of memory into a space shuttle? Well, because it's been tested, which they don't do with vaccines. You know, the military will torture this stuff. I mean, they'll take this stuff and, you know, they'll test it for years. They'll test it in the desert. They'll test it in the Antarctic and so forth. And finally, all right, it's certified. We'll put it in our equipment, or we'll put it in the space shuttle or whatever. And even though people had been using for decades solid state memory, well, I'm not sure about solid state memory in the space shuttle. I've got to be pretty conservative about this. But look at this. They're going Operation Warp Speed on vaccines that they're going to put in your body. And these are the people who are feeding President Trump garbage from models written in Fortran. Unbelievable. As I said, that's over 15,000 lines of code. Try unraveling that tangled, buggy mess, which looks more like a bowl of angel hair pasta than a finely tuned piece of programming. Yeah, absolutely no structure at all. That's how they get the results, though, you know. Creating their new world out of chaos. And the chaos began with a computer science model. Unbelievable. Look, folks, we're going to take a break. Coming up in the third hour, we're going to be talking to Jason at Crowdsource the Truth. He's the one who had the interview. We played a little bit of a clip yesterday with Alan Dershowitz saying, oh, yeah, we can force you to take vaccines. And so we're going to talk to him about that interview. We're also going to talk to him about what he's found out in New York City. It is the epicenter of this coronavirus fraud, and there is a lot of corruption going on with money there and hospitals. And Jason has been at the epicenter of that. So we got some big breaking news coming up in the next hour. I just wanted to say before we go to break, take a look at the products that we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. It is vital that you support InfoWars at this time. You've been very good about supporting us as we've been the tip of the spear trying to control speech and media and news. And you have supported us, allowed us to pay for the bandwidth of band.video to pay for this broadcast. We've got a big sale, 30 to 60% off. At InfoWarsStore.com, bodies, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, both of those, 50% off.
We are 170 days out from the 2020 election. It is a referendum of national sovereignty against globalism. And Obama, Hillary, and the deep state have been caught attempting to overthrow President Trump's election. And they've been caught in two separate coup attempts against the president. Now, they've been pushing COVID-19 to shut down the economy and create a depression, while China's already been open for business for more than a month. This is an ongoing globalist attempt to punish the American people, wreck our economy, and hope that we won't recognize that it is they, the New World Order, that have orchestrated this, and not President Trump. They know their crimes are coming out. They know the chickens are coming home to roost. So now they're panicking and trying to steal the 2020 election with mail-in ballots based on keeping the public safe from COVID-19. The entire COVID-19 system is a giant hoax and must be exposed if America has any hope. So get out there and expose this fraud. It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months,
It is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculation. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny. And we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your lives and our lives. Congratulations.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
You know, we're talking about these so-called experts that have shut the world down. I just talked about the software code in the last segment. But, you know, we had a week ago, it was a week ago, that you had the L.A. County Public Health Director, Dr. Barbara Ferrer, who miscommunicated, she said, afterwards. She freaked out everybody. It went national. Said, well, we're going to keep the area locked down for another 3 months. They said, no, don't tell them that. You know, just roll it out a little bit at a time. It turns out she's not a medical doctor. She's got a Ph.D. in something called social welfare from Brandeis University. Oh, okay. And prior to that, she had a Master of Arts degree in public health, a Master of Arts degree in education. She had a Bachelor of Arts degree in community studies. Community studies. These are the people who are running your life. Have you had enough? I've had enough of this. I mean, come on. I was laughing about this, I said, you know, these people think they're scientists. Why? Because they got a Bachelor of Science degree in political science or something. She doesn't even have a Bachelor of Science degree. But let me tell you, all of these degrees, in sum total, they do add up to BS. They are total BS. And she is now the person who is the social justice warrior with no medical background, is now the person who is locking down L.A. This is how bad it's gotten. But, folks, the next wave of this is going to be the tracking and the tracing and the surveillance. The Rockefeller Foundation writes in Telehub, the Rockefeller Foundation's white paper reveals a plan to issue a Mark of the Beast type number to all Americans who wish to buy, sell, attend, work, school, events, and so forth. Late April, a white paper from the Rockefeller Foundation revealed a plan that, if adopted by state governments, and believe me, it will require all Americans to be inoculated for COVID-19, at which point they will then subsequently be assigned a tracking number and a tag, which will reflect their current antibody status in order for them to be able to work, attend school, make use of shared or public transportation, attend movies, concerts, sporting events, purchase tickets. And if that's not enough to make you sick, the plan entails hiring an army of 300,000 COVID community healthcare core workers to carry it all out. You know, people like this, socialist, communist, somebody with a degree in community studies and then a Ph.D. in social welfare. They will be running your life and they will be controlling your every movement, watching your every movement. Step one of the plan is to scale up testing capacity, which you hear all the time from the Trump administration. Got to have more testing. Got to have testing. That's the next phase, said Fauci. Got to have more testing. So we can keep this under control. Can't let this get out of control. And then we have to have third thing is you got to have confirmed immunity. That means a vaccine. So you got to have testing capacity to provide reassurance, says Rockefeller Foundation, to the general public until a vaccine is developed and rolled out. Testing, testing, more testing. Over the next 8 weeks, the country could conceivably get to the point where 3 million people, roughly 1% of the population, are tested weekly. And they even talk about it in the paper. They say 1, 3, 30. That means 1%. 3 million people a week until they get up to the point where they can do 30 million people tested per week. And then the Rockefeller plan goes on. Those screened must be given a unique patient identification number that would link to the information about the patient's viral antibody and eventually vaccine status under a system that could easily handshake with other systems to speed the return of normal societal functions. Schools could link this to attendance lists. Large office buildings could link it to employee ID cards. TSA to passenger lists. Concert and sports venues to ticket purchasers. It is a social credit system. It is complete biometric surveillance and tracking like the Chinese have done. But, of course, we've got to have it now because we've got the flu. We didn't need this with Ebola, but we've got to have it now. And you know that's what they say. Schools, employers, travel, the TSA. They'll identify you. They will track you with this ID. And it all begins with testing. It begins with testing. See if you got the virus. Do you have the antibody? Do you have the vaccine? That's the three stages.
I'm cutting this ad on May 10th, 2020. And within a week or so, many of the best-selling items that we're selling at InfoWarsStore.com will no longer be at 50% off. In fact, last year I said I can't do 50% off anymore because our markup just isn't enough for us to be able to get enough profit to operate this operation. But I want you to get the ultimate krill oil. I want you to get Vaso Beats. I want you to get DNA Force Plus. I want you to experience X2. I want you to get Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus. They're all in stock right now, and they're 30 to 60% off. More than 20 items are 50% off right now. But we're going to have to end the sale on most items in about a week because a lot of the products are getting close to selling out, like Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vaso Beats. So take action. Be healthier. Boost your body's natural defenses. And fund the InfoWar. Get in these great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Coming up in the next segment, we'll be talking to Jason Goodman, crowdsourcethetruth.com. He was the one who had the bombshell interview with Alan Dershowitz, who unashamedly said, yeah, we can force you. We can remove you. We can force you to take a vaccine. And, yeah, we got the authority to do that. I'll defend that all the way to the Supreme Court. And, I think it needs to happen right away. Well, let's talk about how we get there first. And so I was just talking about the Rockefeller Foundation, saying, well, we've got to do testing, testing, testing. 1-3-30 is the plan they had. 1% of the population, 3 million people a week. Tested, and then get that up to 30 million people a week. What will they test you for? Well, first they will test you, presumably, for the presence of the coronavirus. Then they will test you for the presence of antibodies, and then they will test you for the presence of a vaccine. And that's going to be done by keeping computerized records of everybody. And here's a little bit more detail from the Rockefeller Foundation's white paper. They said, testing is our way out of this crisis. No, no, no. Testing is their way of putting you under control. This is a test. This is a test of the emergency liberty system. You will not get any more information about this elsewhere outside the InfoWars network, folks. You better wake up because this is the final move to take away your freedom of movement, your freedom of education, your employment abilities. The United States must mount a sustainable strategy of better tests and contact tracing, stay the course for as long as it takes to develop a vaccine or a cure, says the Rockefeller Foundation. And they go on to say the Rockefeller Foundation exists to meet moments like this. Oh, yes, we knew that this is exactly what they exist for. And as they point out where they're going to go. We cannot have a false choice here of saving lives or saving the economy. That's true. I've said that. I said that is a false choice. But we also are not going to give the false choice of saying, we're going to let you get out of here if you take a vaccine. You want to trade your liberty and the Constitution for your ability to work, get an education, travel, and so forth? No. We're not going to. That's a false choice as well. Trump has set the goal of hundreds of millions of coronavirus vaccine doses by January, but scientists doubt this. Trump and other officials projected this last Friday an effective vaccine would be widely available by year's end from among 14 promising candidates. And, of course, the one that holds the most promise, surprisingly enough, is the one from the company that Trump's vaccines are, Moncef Slaoui. Sounds like a villain, doesn't he? Doesn't he sound like a James Bond villain? I think you're going to find that he actually is. He said, this data made me feel even more confident, said Slaoui, that we will be able to deliver a few hundred million doses of the vaccine by the end of 2020. There's one for everybody. There's a vaccine out there with your name on it, folks, or a number, your number. He was chosen in a selection process, writes the Washington Post, that was heavily involved Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Isn't that nice? Don't you like it when you've got nepotism combined with despotism? Should we call this guy, what do we call him, a despot? I think maybe a nespot. Nepotism, despotism. Jared Kushner, his new title, nespot. How did this guy get this kind of, did I vote for Jared Kushner? I tell you what, if I'd seen him on the ballot as a part of the Trump ticket, I don't think I would have pulled the lever. I seriously regret that vote now. The White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, Deborah Birx, also joined that decision with Jared Kushner, according to two administrative officials. Paul Offit, director of the Vaccine Education Center, and this is a guy who pushes vaccines. And remember, we had Del Bigtree on. He said, you know, Paul Offit and I are typically on the opposite sides when it comes to vaccines, but even he has issues with this Operation Warp Speed that's being pushed by the Trump White House. He says it's unfair to the American public to have science by news release. Or in this case, I've taken a look behind the curtain and I've seen something good and you have to trust me. If this is the data, then let's see it. And this is the way these people are operating. Whether you look at remdesivir coming out of Gilead or you look at this new vaccine that supposedly came out of Moderna. Look, folks, they gave it to 8 healthy young people and they didn't die. And so the stock market went wild. This is the insanity that's happening today. Nobody wants to talk about it. There was one article, and I reported it multiple times, coming out of Wuhan, a Dr. Wu working with an American company. They took stem cells from umbilical cords. They had 9 elderly people who were on death's doorstep. They're about dead. They gave them stem cells. And they all recovered, 100% recovery. And not only that, but it repaired the damage to their lungs. We don't want to talk about that. Instead, we say, well, here's 8 healthy young people who didn't have coronavirus and the vaccine didn't kill them and the stock market goes crazy. And let me tell you, this company, Moderna, is playing around with stem cells and RNA. They modify the stem cells. I'm not going to get into it technically. I don't have the time. I'll talk about it some other time. But what they're doing basically is doing kind of a derivative stem cell situation. And that's one of the reasons why Trump's FDA is banning using your own stem cells. Because these people want to make obscene amounts of money. That's why Fauci's pushing remdesivir, $1,000 a shot. They get all freaked out on Fox News about Trump saying he's taking hydroxychloroquine and zinc. You know, they put out some phony studies where they don't give people zinc. They only give them the hydroxychloroquine or a form of it. And they say, oh, look, it didn't work. No, you use it with zinc. And if you actually have the disease, you use it with the other stuff. But look, people should be able to make these choices. That's the whole point. You shouldn't have Fauci saying, no, that you can't have HCQ. You've got to take this stuff from Gilead or the vaccine from Moderna. No, it shouldn't be done that way. We should have informed choice and freedom here. And part of that choice is to choose whether or not you're going to be exposed to a virus, what kind of risks you're going to take. Look, whatever you do in life involves a certain amount of risks. I mean, I look at these situations as the mental idiocy of these churches meeting with people locked up in their cars or this priest who's squirting holy water on people when they go up. And it's like, do you realize you're so afraid of all this stuff? Do you realize the risk that you took when you drove in a car? Do you realize the risk that you took when you took a shower this morning? You could have fallen and killed yourself because that happens. No, they don't pay any attention to that. All right. So when we look at this and we look at how these tests are running, you know, we've got people here in Texas who do not realize they've been nearly bankrupted once they tested positive. And these tests are not very reliable. You test positive, they start doing all these different banks of extra things on you. You get put on a list. It's like a no-fly list. They start tracking you. They start running additional tests on you. So you get a big medical bill. You get the police state on your back. I'm not taking any of these tests. I absolutely refuse. And you've got to refuse too. Remember, Texas admitted that they can't enforce this lockdown. They don't have enough police and jails if we all disobey. It's based on voluntary compliance. Stop volunteering for tyranny. You got to stop this. How do we? I don't know. Well, we got to take a break. We're going to come back with Jason Goodman. And before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. 30 to 60% off our best-selling fan-favorite products. We've had things like Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and Ultimate Krill Oil. Both of those I take on a regular basis. They've been out of stock. They're now back in stock, 50% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, a great way to make sure you have clean air in your home, especially if you're going to coop yourself up. You know, it's one of the reasons you don't want to wear a mask. Well, take your mask off. Get an Alexa Pure Breeze if you're going to be at home. That cleans the air. You can save $100 right now. Storable food is now available for order. We also have Pollen Block. That's the only thing that has ever helped my wife with her sinus problems. And she's got a lot of sinus problems. 50% off. It's just natural quail eggs, but a certain quail egg. But it works. And I've had a lot of people tell us that. InfoWarsStore.com.
Pollen Block has really been a sleeper product for us. We got it in a few years ago. It's an amazing product that comes from all natural quail eggs. They discovered this more than 30 years ago in France, that if you ate quail eggs from a certain type of quail, that it had an antihistamine effect, and people saw their allergies and seasonal discomfort knocked way, way down. Well, now this is available in the United States. It's proprietary. It has rave reviews. It's a product that I never even really promote, but that people keep reordering and has become a bestseller. We're very close to selling out Pollen Block right now. It'll take 8 weeks to get more in, but despite that, I'm going to sell it at 50% off until it sells out. So for those of you that have never ordered it and been on the fence and have seasonal discomfort, experience Pollen Block for yourself right now at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Pollen Block. I want people that haven't tried it to try it for themselves. So it's the lowest price ever, even though it's selling out.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars has become a symbol, an emblem of not just American freedom, but worldwide maverick spirit. It's not just myself or the host at InfoWars, or the researchers, or the journalists. It's you, the listeners, the activists, the people on the front lines in the arena. And it's the amazing guests and individuals that we interview that make InfoWars so special, because we're not putting a filter in front of free minds. We're having an open discussion about the real state of the world, not the establishment talking points that are put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, and other globalists. We're pushing for a pro-human future where we build a planet and beyond based on humans, for humans, by humans. Not a world where the establishment hate themselves, project their hate onto us, and decide we're going to have a post-human world. I'm really excited to know that InfoWars has your support, and I want to thank you all for being pro-human and pro-God.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. Joining us now is Jason Goodman, and I've interviewed Jason in the past. He had a 20-year career as a director and a cinematographer, then he became an independent journalist. His website is crowdsourcethetruth.com. You can also find him on Twitter at CSTheTruth. Also, he has a YouTube channel, one of those few people who are independent journalists who still have a YouTube channel. Maybe the clock is ticking. I don't want to jinx you here, Jason, but we know how this is going. But he had a dynamite interview. We played a little bit of a clip of it yesterday. And I'm glad that Jason reached out to me on Twitter and said, hey, wait a minute, you did that without any attribution, and that was not intentional. This was a live show. We're rushing to put these clips together. We found it from a secondary source that had removed the bugs, and I didn't recognize Jason in the small window there, and we were looking around for that. We did put it up with attribution on the story on InfoWars.com. And I wanted to get him on to give us more information about that interview, but he's also done a lot of research in New York City. He's gone from hospital to hospital, showing the empty hospitals. He's interviewed doctors. He's got information about massive federal funds, $3 billion is going into this cesspool of corruption in New York City. It really is the epicenter of this fraud that's being perpetrated on the American people. So we got a lot to talk to with Jason Goodman. Thank you for joining us, Jason.
Thanks for having me, David.
Let's talk a little bit about, well, first of all, let's play this clip real quickly, part of what we played yesterday, and there's actually more that you've got to tell us about what your interview with Alan Dershowitz, besides what was in this clip that has now gone viral. It's up on the Drudge Report, actually, today as well. Let's play a little bit of this interview that you had with Alan Dershowitz talking about mandatory vaccines and, you know, just what Dershowitz thinks the government can do to you. Let's run that clip, video clip number one.
Let me put it very clearly. You have no constitutional right to endanger the public and spread a disease, even if you disagree. You have no right not to be vaccinated. You have no right not to wear a mask. You have no right to open up your business.
Wait, can I stop you?
Yeah.
No right not to be vaccinated, meaning if they decide you have to be vaccinated, we have to be vaccinated?
Absolutely. And if you refuse to be vaccinated, the state has the power to literally take you to a doctor's office and plunge a needle into your arm. If the vaccination
Where is that in the Constitution?
Is to prevent, if the vaccination is designed to prevent the spreading disease. If the vaccination is only to prevent a disease that you will get. For example, if there's a disease that will kill you, you have the right to refuse that, but you have no right to refuse to be vaccinated against a contagious disease. Public health, the police power of the Constitution, gives the state the power to compel that, and there are cases in the United States that bring forth.
Absolutely amazing. So I guess in his imagination, Jason, you know, he says if there's a disease that only you will get, then you cannot have the vaccine. But so I guess if there's like some kind of bioengineered disease that has got your name on it, Jason Goodman, then you don't have to take that vaccine. But if it's anything else, if it's a general disease, they can force vaccinate you, according to Alan Dershowitz. What nonsense. You had a great response. Where is that in the Constitution?
Yeah. Well, thank you for pointing that out, David, because this is an important thing for people to take away. A lot of people have been very upset by this interview. It's important for people to remember Alan Dershowitz is not part of the government. He's just a guy stating his opinion. And I mean, he would argue for that opinion, but a lot of the things that he said, even just right there in that segment, are totally wrong. As you point out, his logic is flawed. There is no vaccine designed for an individual to prevent them from getting sick. And the argument that we've heard quite a bit, including from Del Bigtree, who I know you've had on the show, is that if a vaccine actually works and inoculates the recipient against the disease, why would they care what disease some other person might have? You should
exactly
be allowed.
And yet we've seen this over and over again, Jason. We saw this, you know, really peaked last year. They started freaking out about measles. And, you know, they'll talk about, when they talk about Guillain-Barré or other things that are side effects of their swine flu vaccines or so forth, they'll say, it's rare, it's rare, it's rare. They just keep repeating rare, rare, rare. And yet it is very rare that somebody has a adverse reaction to measles that's very serious. Nevertheless, they took it upon themselves last year to say, you're going to have to get a vaccine or you're not going to go to school. And we were all saying the same thing about measles that we're saying now about this vaccine. If it works, then why do you have to have me do that? And yet, Jason, we've seen the same logic, if you can put that in air quotes, used for masks. Yeah. They say, well, you know, I'm not protected unless you wear a mask. Well, you know, I can't be protected by wearing a mask, but I'm only protected if you and everybody wears a mask. This is the insanity, but they've conditioned everybody mentally to think this way.
They have, and it's very scary. I was doing a lot of, you know, walking around New York City on the ground reporting. It's become dangerous, David. I mean, it's basically a 99% certainty that when you go outside of New York City without a mask, you're going to get hassled by somebody. Not to mention, this is less of a problem lately, and I'm not sure why, but initially there were a lot of extremely aggressive homeless people around. So it's interesting to see that the police want to let people out of jail who have committed, you know, robberies and dangerous crimes, to throw mothers, pull their children away from them, put mothers in jail for not wearing the mask. But within the first week of the pandemic lockdown, I went down into Penn Station and was assaulted by a homeless person, witnessed another homeless person defecating in the train station. I'm not a doctor, but it seems to me like that might spread disease and the cops were nowhere around.
Yeah. I remember when this was about to be locked down and they said, we're going to clean the subway system every 72 hours. I said, well, that's a good idea. About 4 million people go through there every 72 hours. So once every 4 million people, we'll clean it up.
Yeah, I mean, they say ridership is down 92%, which I believe, and that's also really dangerous because when you're in an enclosed space and there are no police around, there are no other people around, there's a certain, I mean, people who haven't been to New York have this vision that it's always dangerous, but that's not true. I mean, there's usually just so many people around that there's safety in that. And when you find yourself on a subway platform with two or three other people, anything could happen. It's pretty scary. The police, I've been very disappointed by the NYPD, the governor, the mayor. They've handled this terribly.
Yeah. There's no understanding or context for risk, is there? You know, it's like,
no.
I'm gonna go into something that looks like Escape from New York. I don't have a problem with that. As long as everybody's wearing masks and they've got their stiletto knives out for me. But if they got a mask on, that's just fine.
Yeah. And just to speak about Mr. Dershowitz again for a moment, this whole situation that happened between you and I, where this clip was somehow magically presented to your people with my logo cut out and just this specific statement from Dershowitz. Of course, it's an important and explosive statement, but it's Alan Dershowitz's statement of opinion. And frankly, what he told us about Jacobson v. Massachusetts was wrong. Yeah, there was a case, but Jacobson ultimately was not forced to be vaccinated. He had to pay a $5 fine. This was like 18, something, you know, back in the day, David, $5. I think a Cadillac was $17 and 18, whatever. So it was a lot of money, but, you know, it was an incorrect presentation. This was Alan Dershowitz basically socially engineering the public into believing that this was coming. I mean, they're still in this phase where they want to hype everybody out. And so what is the purpose of Alan Dershowitz? And what is the purpose of getting that clip in front of you?
And I want to talk to you about some of the other things that were in that interview. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Jason Goodman. We're going to talk about the other thing. We're going to talk a little bit about that legal case, and we'll talk about what else was said about Epstein with his defender, Alan Dershowitz, when we come back. Stay with us.
that we have a lot of great products that have been out of stock, back in stock, like krill oil. We have the ultimate krill oil. If you don't know the benefits of krill oil, it's incredible. Everything in your body, for your heart, your skin, your libido, your stamina, your dreams. Heck, one of these before you go to sleep, it's well known. Experience it for yourself. Infowarsstore.com. X2 sold out for months. Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, back in stock, 50% off. Vaso Beats, back in stock, 50% off. Vitamineral Fusion, back in stock, 50% off. Real Red Pill, Red Red Pill Plus, with all the vitamins and minerals and the pregnenolone. That's close to selling out. Both formulas were really close to selling out. Real Red Pill Plus, it's got some stimulant in it, natural caffeine. That's close to selling out. 50% off still. Infowarsstore.com. And we're already talking to our suppliers, and some of them are saying may not take orders in a few months. So I may not ever be able to get products again. Things are collapsing so bad, folks. This is total depression. The infrastructure is going down. Get the products while you still can.
Feudalism in the ancient world, from Asia to Europe, from Africa to Latin America, was the most common form of government. You had a ruling class, the nobility, with a king and queen sitting on top of it, and the rest of the public were kept at a subsistence, starving level for control. In fact, in most cultures, they called the peasants the little people because they were usually a foot or more shorter than the lords and ladies, because they kept them, again, at a starving level. They were so busy trying to survive, they would never try to challenge the entrenched elite. Well, now all the big Google owners and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the Jeff Bezos of the world, they're sitting back on their giant estates with their jet helicopters and private jets, living the life, laughing at you, shut down, going bankrupt in the third world, starving to death. Their religion is power and control, and they are pressing that advantage against us. We must break free from these monsters. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we the people are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality, storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American Dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Jason Goodman. He was the one who had the bombshell interview with Alan Dershowitz, and we want to talk to him a little bit more about this Supreme Court decision that's 115 years old, I think. The court case was, 1905. 115 years old. And Alan Dershowitz thinks that this allows the government to drag you off and vaccinate you at will. And he said he'll argue that before the Supreme Court. Well, we'll see you in court. Before that happens, I think you're going to probably have a revolution in this country if people try to drag others off to get them vaccinated. Jason, you know, when we talk about this case, and you mentioned the outcome of it, that he was forced to pay a fine, and of course this was a law in Massachusetts saying that they could force vaccinate people. I think it was it smallpox at the time? Was that what the disease was that they were worried about?
It might have been maybe tuberculosis, something like that. But I mean, okay. Again, it's, you know, it's important to understand, David, that vaccines then and most traditional vaccines work radically differently than the vaccine that's being proposed for COVID-19.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We're talking about an RNA vaccine, which is not the standard idea of taking a somehow crippled version of a vaccine, introducing it into the body so that the immune system can familiarize itself with it and defend you against a live version of that virus in the future. This vaccine that they're proposing, which Anthony Fauci has told us they're going to start manufacturing millions and billions of doses before they even know if it works, which is an absolutely terrible idea, whether you're talking about vaccines or manufacturing radios. You can't build anything and manufacture it in mass before you know it works. It's a virtual guarantee of a failure. But this is going to modify our DNA once it's inside our body.
That's right. Yeah, this company that Moncef Salawi used to work for, our new vaccines are, Moderna, actually was originally called Mode RNA because they focus on the RNA modification like you're talking about. It's a very different mode. In the past, when they had vaccines, as you're pointing out, Jason, you would get a live weakened version or you get a dead version of whatever the virus or the bacteria. Well, the virus is not alive, but of the bacteria. Your body would be allowed to adjust to that. It didn't have a lot of adjuvants, irritants, and so forth, you know, the things that are going to irritate your immune system, which many people believe is what the issue is with Guillain-Barré, with autism, other issues like that. It didn't have preservatives in it. So all these other things that are added were not there, but this is a whole different class of disease. And when we go back and look for at the legal standpoint of this, I would just say to Dershowitz or any of these people pushing this kind of tyranny on us, that even more recently than this 1905 decision saying you can force vaccinate people, we had the Supreme Court. You had a filmmaker, director, cinematographer. You know, there was a guy who did a movie called The Spirit of 76, and it was when Woodrow Wilson wanted to take us into World War One. They censored his film. He restored it, and then they punished him with a $10,000 fine. That's a heavy fine and a prison sentence of 10 years. And the Supreme Court said, yeah, there is no First Amendment for film. Now, that was 1917 or something like that, just as we're getting into the war. And that decision stood until the 1950s. And then they said, rightfully, of course, film has First Amendment protection. So the Supreme Court is doing wrong things all the time. I mean, look at the Dred Scott decision. They're constantly wrong about things.
Yeah. And you see, this all plays into the Dershowitz interview because that clip that you got was, you know, it was excised for a reason, I believe. And, you know, they cut out my logo, which I'm not complaining about that. I'm just observing it because, you see, David, I've learned quite a bit from watching InfoWars. And, you know, it seems to me that the same people that wanted to create a thing like Operation Mockingbird, when they observe someone like Alex Jones, who started out as just one guy, I believe, at a public access radio station, who's now built a media empire that in the 2016 election was able to challenge the narrative of CNN, New York Times, Washington Post. They obviously don't want that. So when someone comes along who's putting out a message that they don't like, the first step is they want to crush that person and stop that message, cut off the signal.
That's right.
When they cannot cut off the signal, what they do is they want to attenuate the signal. They want to weaken it. They want to introduce noise. So by taking away the logo and just blasting out that segment of the interview, they've prevented a lot of people from seeing the segments of the interview where I was asking Dershowitz about Jeffrey Epstein. And I wasn't doing it specifically because of the prurient nature of all the things that Jeffrey Epstein is alleged to have done. I was asking Dershowitz specifically about this photograph of him with Epstein in this room. Epstein's wearing the Harvard sweatshirt. You've seen it. You've shown it on your show. Mm-hmm. There's another photograph. Yep. Quite clearly in the same room. On the same day, Epstein's wearing the same clothes, and he's pictured with Marvin Minsky, who's one of the world's leading – well, he's dead now, but he was one of the world's leading experts on artificial intelligence and haptics, which is robotics and feedback to the human body. And my question to Dershowitz had to do with Epstein's interest in these world-leading Harvard scientists, including potentially Charles Lieber. Epstein is connected to Bill Gates. Charles Lieber is a world leader in nanotechnology. Lieber was indicted by the Department of Justice in January. If you go back in Harvard Magazine and look up this Lieber Institute, they tell you that they're making circuits and, you know, chips and little robots that are smaller than viruses. So, I mean, I didn't make that up. You didn't make that up. Alex Jones didn't make that up. This is Charles Lieber telling us they can make DNA robots smaller than viruses that can actually enter your cell and carry out functions. So when I look at all these videos from doctors that are disagreeing and they have new symptoms that are popping up, you know, first we were hearing that it was hypoxia or some form of not being able to get enough oxygen into the blood. Now we hear it's blood clotting. Well, how do we know that? What, I mean, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. We just listened to Fauci. I mean, when I asked Dershowitz about why should we trust Fauci, how can what Fauci says as a doctor providing a medical opinion, how can that be viewed as a law? Dershowitz was mixing legal logic with medical logic, and what is a proof in a legal case is not the same as proof in medical science.
So that was the context when you started talking about forced vaccination.
Well, right. He brought up forced vaccination after I mentioned that the cops threw us out of the park, like you were saying about First Amendment. I was just in the park making my daily video about what's going on with the protest. It was a permitted protest. The police told me where it was happening. Then I went there. I was talking to people in the park for 20 or 30 minutes. Then another group of police showed up.
What did Dershowitz say about that?
Well, that's when he went into how the government has the right to close the park if it's in your medical interest. See, that's the caveat. Lawyering is different than doctoring because somebody can always argue the counterpoint when you're debating the law. Law is a construct of man. Medical science is an attempt for us to try to understand the human body, which you ask any competent doctor, there is way more about human health and medical science that we do not know than what we know. And
that's
this concept of settled science, whether we're talking about climate change, that is not a scientific term or a medical term. Science is never settled. Any responsible scientist would tell you. They could discover some new particle, some new form of energy, something new tomorrow that would smash every conception of prior science. So the notion of settled science, that is a statement invented by a lawyer. We have settled law. When you argue about something and the Supreme Court decides, okay, this is settled, that's settled law. There is no such thing as settled science. The very nature of science is to constantly be questioning, constantly be arguing, constantly debating.
And so what we've seen now, first with climate change and now with this, we've got the same end results that we get from both of these, but we see it presented to us as, look, this is a scientific consensus. And so it's done. It's settled. And we're not even going to pay any attention to the Constitution or the law or your individual liberties. We're just going to impose this scientific technocracy on you. It is a prescription for a full-on tyranny. And this is why I think for the longest time we've been looking at FEMA and how they can arbitrarily declare a state of emergency. These are the people who give them the declaration for the state of emergency, the doctors and so forth. And then they have the right to do anything that they want to, they presume, but they don't. And it's really going to be up to us to stand up to that. We're going to be right back with Jason Goodman, Crowdsource the Truth.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening. It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world. And that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculation. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny. And we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your lives and our lives. Congratulations. Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested, because we have to track your social distancing and you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order, where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their endgame, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death. The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've got one more segment with Jason Goodman. He's got so much stuff here, and I want to get into his research in New York City, because he's been going around looking at what's happening in the hospitals. He's been trying to interview some of these key people. And Jason, there's something else on the horizon here as well. We have President Trump's new press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, I think is the way you, Nanny, McEnany or something. Anyway, Kayleigh. Kayleigh, we'll call her Kayleigh. She announced $3 billion worth of federal funds going to only 395 hospitals. I mean, that's an average of $7.6 million apiece. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, I just happened to be watching a White House press conference, and Kayleigh gave the speech where she announced that $3 billion would be divvied up among these 390-some-odd hospitals. She didn't say exactly what hospitals would get the money or where they are, but she said that it would be divided based on the number of low-income patients that these hospitals were servicing. And a question that I've had from the beginning, because in my walks around New York City, just, you know, looking at what's going on the ground, because so much of what we've seen on the news is just implausible. When I went to check it out, I was seeing vast differences at the hospitals, ambulances parked, EMT drivers hanging out, chatting up girls on the street, talking to me for minutes at a time. Didn't seem like they
were TikTok videos.
Right.
Yeah.
They didn't seem that busy. They didn't seem under stress. I mean, I've done a whole series of videos on the, you know, on the ground footage of the coronavirus outbreak in New York. When I went to Maimonides Hospital in Brooklyn, there was a guy leaving who a crowdsourced The Truth viewer identified in a photograph in the New York Times that said that this guy had coronavirus. Here, days later, he was walking out on the street wearing hospital scrubs. He seemed to be an oral maxillofacial surgeon at that hospital. So the whole interaction was very bizarre. This was my trip to Elmhurst Hospital here, where Dr. Colleen Smith works. And she was featured in a multimedia piece put on by the New York Times. It's important for people to remember that the current CEO of the New York Times is Mark Thompson, the former director general of the BBC. So that's very sort of 1984 Five Eyes of them to have the same guy controlling the news on all these major international outlets. But in that multimedia piece, Dr. Colleen Smith was recording video in the ICU. I mean, I've spoken to multiple MDs who did not believe that a doctor would have made that video. Here she is giving a speech about simulating trauma. Dr. Smith is a self-admitted trauma expert, and also in this video, she demonstrates her tech savvy. She is unable to properly operate a PowerPoint remote. So when I see doctors who aren't technically savvy going viral on the internet, I feel like there's somebody maybe helping them do that. You know,
and where's she taking those pictures, Jason?
In the intensive care unit at Elmhurst Hospital Center, which is, first of all, no doctor would ever do that. I've spoken to multiple doctors, and they're just afraid of HIPAA laws, getting sued. Yes, we're only seeing people's feet, but that doesn't stop the family from bringing a lawsuit. Why are you videotaping my person instead of making sure that they live? And then they're stacking these people up in trucks. When September 11th happened, David, you couldn't walk one block without seeing a picture of this person's missing and flowers and all this kind of stuff. Where are all the families outside these hospitals that are loading people into freezer trucks and all of the funeral homes that are stacking up dead bodies? Wouldn't there be 30 families outside there screaming, where's my grandmother, where's my brother, father, sister, whoever? None of that is
happening. You go by the Army Field Hospital? I had a couple thousand or 2,500 beds and never used a single one. Did you go by there and shoot some footage of that?
Well, that was at the Javits Center, and I went by there several times. There's another YouTuber named Lincoln Kareem who's been doing great work. He's making less of like a news broadcast and more of a stakeout type document of what's going on around New York City. He's shooting videos that are hours long, and he's got, you know, powerful telephoto lenses. So he's kind of far away, zoomed in, and he's just recording the number of military personnel walking into the Javits Center. I mean, to me, it looks more like an army base, possibly with a hospital there to service the army people. But yeah, it just seemed unnecessary. I think they could have easily transferred people from Elmhurst Hospital to, you know, Presbyterian Hospital, for example. One EMT driver at Elmhurst told me that's a 13-minute drive. So it didn't
The Army Field Hospital. Trump said, yeah, they shut it down. You know, we're glad to do that for them in case they need it. They didn't need it. They didn't need the ventilators. They didn't need the hospital ship. Did you see with Samaritan Purse, Franklin Graham's organization? I know they set up a temporary thing there, and he's saying, hey, folks, this is just simply about control. Did you ever get by there? Did you see if they were busy at all, or were they completely empty as well?
Well, I mean, I did go by there several times. Obviously, they didn't let me in, so I was just sort of talking to the staff. Did not seem busy. Didn't see a lot of activity around it. Again, Lincoln Kareem covered that hospital quite a bit, and he saw ambulance drivers smoking cigarettes near oxygen tanks. Definitely, you know, sitting there for hours and not seeing ambulances come up is a major concern. I've been all over the city talking to homeless people, talking to hospital, you know, workers, doctors, EMT, ambulance drivers, and I've been riding the subway. If it was as contagious as they've been telling us, not that I want to get sick, but it seems like I would have some symptoms. And I mean, I'm not wearing a mask. I don't think the mask is good for you. I think it reduces the oxygenation in your blood. And it's just, it's a baby step towards the next thing that I see. I'm no longer allowed to enter any retail stores. I have to order all my food from Jeff Bezos. And, I mean, I'm not happy about that, but I have to eat.
Well, we have storable food. You can get it at InfoWarsStore.com. But, you know, when we look at this, it seems to me like we've got across the country, the same rules have been applied to everybody, even though they tell us that most of the deaths have happened in New York City. And we're seeing hospitals go out of business, and staff getting laid off permanently because they said we're going to only take in people with COVID, and there's not any epidemic that, so they don't have any patients at all. And on the back end, like you're talking about, this $3 billion of federal funds going to just 395 hospitals, they've been incentivizing these people to try to keep them on board with this, this plan, if you will. I think that is kind of hush money, isn't it? I'm looking at this, and that's the way I view it. I'm very suspicious that as they throw out this cash to people, say, you can't treat this, you can't do this, you can't have a cancer screening, you can't have a lot of these surgeries that we're going to call elective, like a liver transplant. They're not elective.
Right.
And here's some cash. You know, keep quiet and here's some cash.
It's hard for me to draw a conclusion, David, but I mean, I've been trying to just go around, gather the evidence, put it out there for people to see and allow them to draw their own conclusions. I do mm-hmm. find it very strange that when I talk to MDs, including some who are members of my family, others who are my own personal doctors, who I've known, they don't want to appear on video. It's certainly not people who are younger, who are working at a hospital, working at a lab or something like that. They don't just go out and make statements of opinion because, first of all, it's not the way doctors operate. Doctors operate on statistics and studies and peer reviewed. They want to make sure everybody's on board before they come out and say something radical, particularly if they're paid a salary by an organization who they're saying something contradictory to. Like Colleen mm-hmm. Smith in that New York Times video says, oh, my God, not enough ventilators. In the New York Times video itself, they say the hospital denies this. There's another video from a nurse from Nevada named Nicole Sirotek, I think, who is talking about how minority patients are being ignored. She refers to one of her patients as my black guy, which that sounds offensive to me,
yeah.
But she outright accuses the hospital of murder. This is her. And I've been aggressively trying to contact this person, trying to locate her phone number, trying to find phone numbers for family members. She says she's having a difficult time getting this message out, but yet this video has gone viral with hundreds of thousands of views on YouTube
yeah.
channels that have
We've seen
very
it. Yeah,
few
we played
subscribers.
It. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. that doesn't make sense to me. That feels like a social engineering campaign. Mm-hmm. And when I see two doctors that know each other that are promoting something that Andrew Cuomo is promoting, this doctor promoting minorities in a New York Health and Hospitals hospital, Lincoln Hospital, she's accused Lincoln Hospital and its staff of committing murder. I spent all day, Thursday last week and several, you know, emails, phone calls, trying to communicate with the media department of Lincoln Hospital. Do you have a statement? I mean, how can someone go out on social media? Here's another person who's a friend of a friend.
You would think there'd be an investigation by law enforcement, wouldn't you? We've only got about a minute left.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about Colleen Smith and her connections to some of these other people that you uncovered.
So she's a simulation expert. She was the resident for Cameron Kyle Seidel. That's a very close relationship. She's studying to become a doctor under him. They know each other. I asked Cameron Kyle Seidel, have you ever been involved in a medical simulation with Colleen Smith? And he just freaked out. People can listen to my interview on the YouTube channel. I mean, I've been accused of being Mossad. I'm not. This guy, Cameron Kyle Seidel, went to medical school at Ben-Gurion University in the Negev, and the same social engineers that call me Mossad with no evidence say nothing about this guy. He worked in Haiti for Partners in Health, which is a corrupt foundation connected to
the Clinton basically hung up on you.
Exactly.
You're asking about these connections.
This stuff needs
That's
to be
amazing. I wish we had more time, but we got a hard break. It's the end of the show. Thank you so much for joining us, Jason Goodman. You can find him at crowdsourcethetruth.com, also on YouTube, Jason Goodman, and on Twitter, CS The Truth.